is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
We'll take a call from Bob.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. I found the show completely by accident, and
okay.
I've been intrigued by the questions and answers, and I thought I'd give you a call.
Okay. What would you like us to answer?
Okay. I've had a condition around my mouth that my doctor diagnosed as something called Toodaloo-ass, and I'm not sure how I got that, but it involves chafing, and it gets purple and swelling, I guess, around like where the mustache and chin area would be, not necessarily on the lips.
Is an underlying fungal infection.
I don't know what Toodaloo-ass is, actually. If maybe you could tell me more about it.
Well, actually, you know what? I've seen it. And what I think about it is basically, it's not on the corners of the mouth where you have keloses, correct?
No, it's not.
It's on the top.
Yeah.
Do you shave there?
With the same razor that I shave my taint with. Do you think that has anything to do with it? And I borrowed it from Buzz Burbank, who I know has Farfalotus of the Blow.
Okay. Okay. Well, that was an interesting call. Blowhole, that was really interesting.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Don and Mike on spring break down in Lauderdale, participating, and I hear, cleaning up on all the wet t-shirt contests. Until then, you've got me. They'll be back soon, but until then, you've got me, the legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this gorgeous, gorgeous Wednesday afternoon, spoiled only by the fact here in the Washington, D.C. area that they're painting one of the bridges down here in the middle of the daytime. That makes sense, just like a lot of things that come out of Washington, but one of the best things to come out of Washington, D.C. is the best of Don and Mike. And I've got a whole heap and seam and plate full for you to D. So let's get right into it. What do we got going on? Hey, let me get my sheet. It's a really big sheet, too. Let me look at it. Ooh, yes. Starting off the day today now, Don and Mike have a saying. Turning... what is it, Rob? Is it making pudding out of S? And that's what they intend to do on this segment of the Best of Don and Mike with the caller and a bad college grade on the Best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hello, guys. It is a pleasure and an honor to have the opportunity to converse with the both of you on this flamethrower of a station.
Okay, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. What?
Cutting to the point, you always talk about your ratings and number 15 Arbitron rating. Why isn't it number one? I mean, are you missing the skit of a lifetime?
Yes, I do. This caller has made me laugh legitimately on two separate occasions.
Who's 1 through 14? I want to know.
Well, virtually everybody else.
We all know. What did you say? Are we missing the skit of a lifetime? You mean the one comedy sketch that our writers come up with that'll kick us to the number one spot? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I mean, you got to leapfrog 14 through 1. I want to know who the heck that is.
I can't tell you how
I mean,
much...
The next thing you need to do is, you know, I don't know. I mean, you tell me.
Every day we come to work and I say to Rob, did the mystery package show up? I'm hoping that some mystery writer out there
with the sketch
writes the magic skit that we need.
With the four copies of the script.
That would be a good little sketch for you guys to have, is have callers call in, some of the depraved. I mean, you had the homeless lady in the parking lot. I thought that was
But not a number one sketch.
That was some brilliant writing by our staff of writers.
It was terrific. And the actress that had played the lady did just a great job.
She'll work again.
Mm-hmm. She was great.
I'd like the lady that spoke with me last time to come out again this evening. The lady that, she seemed to have something on her mind that she didn't want to share. And she seemed to be a little frustrated and she seemed to be a little annoyed. And she never really finished it. And she did what... I don't want to say guys do this because guys really don't do this. Women do this. Mm. She said to me, she gave me a look, and I said, "What's wrong?" And she said, "Well, no, don't worry about it," and walked away. So I would urge her to show up again this evening and finish her thought, no matter how distasteful it may be.
Do you ever think it was just the food?
You're starting already. You're starting. Yesterday it was Boston. Today, right out of the chute. You got so much pleasure. Out of the people that work so hard there,
I know,
who get so excited about, not me, they see me all the time. So this is really, you know what this is about? This is about you. This is about your presence being there. Because really, I feel ridiculous when we're doing this. Because there's signs up that say, in person, Don and Mike. And you know what's stupid about that? Is I'm sitting there like the whole week before we're going to be doing what I normally do, you know, farting on a bar stool.
don't you like it when we have signs up though for your birthday?
That I like. What I'm saying is this is about you and how excited everybody.
Oh, please.
How excited the people there. And what's the first thing out of the...
I'm sure
the lady's going to complain about the food. No. Food is fantastic.
It is pretty good.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, friend. Thank you very much. Thank you. And you like the city of Boston, too, don't you?
Boston, I can, take it or leave it.
Oh, okay. Well, then at least you were halfway there on me. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Food's good.
Food's good at Mike's. It is.
Are you going down the Stouffer's Road again? Are you going to discuss like you did with all the patrons there that we buy our food from the frozen section of the grocery store?
Well,
say to the old lady that was down in the very front row if she liked, as she was eating her steak, if she liked performing a specific act. Our equally old husband.
Listen,
interesting.
Mike, I know you appreciate the publicity this brings your joint.
It's fantastic.
This is the cost of doing business.
It is.
And I've not given a lot of thought to it tonight, but after, I believe tonight's discourse will be on hair.
Okay. All right, that's I can practically hear it.
I'm thinking about going the hair route.
You know, and I'm going to do what I did last week, even though not last week, the last time we were there. Even though I will have two functioning microphones for us this evening.
Yeah.
I'm just going to probably turn mine off. And because I see in your face, I know you well enough to know what type of performance art gives you the most pleasure. And there's certain things where you can just
overreact so much. It's great.
It's a riff that you enjoy.
The best audience.
I mean, all
in the world.
Of a sudden you turn into stand-up extraordinaire when you're doing that. If you can talk about hair in someone's soup tonight, you know, that's fine. And I know what kind of hair it'll be already. Because we are, we are half a brain each. We make up one brain. So I already know the kind of hair, and it's not the kind you find on someone's head.
But that might just be a smokescreen.
Right.
Hair might just be a smokescreen.
It could be anything. It could be anything. But whatever it is, I know that it will bring me a very temporary and fleeting moment of total discomfort that you will thoroughly enjoy. And as you mentioned so accurately, that is the cost of doing business. And I think the trade-off is well worth it, in my opinion. That could change this evening.
We're all just having
fun.
Don't
forget, it's the regular Wednesday theme at Mike's. Placenta Wednesday.
Jesus.
You can't miss it. I'll be asking how many people in the audience are
enjoying
it. Have
brought their own placentas?
No, are enjoying it. I mean, you have your choice of either the calamari or the placenta. And
you got to make it worse by making a nasty, gross face.
Well,
we're right back to Boston here. I'm going to come across the console.
You got a special Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes thing going on.
That was expensive. That's the most expensive.
Sure.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
I'll be coming. I was making a 1.5-hour drive down to Hank's tonight. I was wondering, will there be photo ops?
Yes. Did a lot of that last time we were there.
I got a pretty simple philosophy on that. See if you can feel where I'm coming from on this. Generally speaking, I don't like to carry ones, so I don't like to make change.
Gotcha.
Okay.
See you there.
Okay, see you there.
Now, did you knock it down, because it was the first time we've been out in a while, did you knock it down from 10 to 5?
Oh, no, it was always 10.
Yeah. It was always 10.
It was always 10.
Round
okay.
up.
And
so bring exact change, either a $10 bill or 10 ones.
Per person.
Right.
Per person.
Yeah, and if you're having a group shot, it is, you know, sometimes it could be $40, $50.
I'd rather not have the ones, because then you pull it out and the people say, well, you can make right. change.
Will you be signing flat?
Signing flat?
That's what they say in those conventions. $15 to sign a flat piece of paper.
Who says that?
Like when you go to like a sports memorabilia show?
Who would go to that?
Yeah, because I love sports.
No, but you go, how do you know that then?
Yeah. I heard it when I went to meet Bernie Capel.
There it is.
All right, so
there, you didn't go, it's not sports memorabilia, it's nerd memorabilia.
Yes, it's all nerd memorabilia.
He was the all nerd.
And Bernie Capel was a great athlete.
Doc from the Love Boat.
I went not for the Love Boat, but for somebody who was the voice on Lance Lovelock.
Of course.
I'm having a cocktail with you tonight, fat ass.
You rationalize it any way you like, but come on out. And sure, you want a picture? Although, you know, for God's sake, I don't know why. Knock yourself out. Come on down. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hola.
We're speaking to you.
Donaldo y Miguel.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're on the air.
Don and Mike, I wish I could come out to Manassas. I'm already partying with you here in Florida, though.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. What are you doing? Are you drinking or are you doing something else?
Well, I'm drinking. Had a test that went bad, and so... Mm-hmm.
Hope it wasn't a pilot's test or
pregnancy test.
No, something. Yeah, pretty close.
Well, you got something
on.
Bad?
It was either a pilot's test or a pregnancy test. You said it was close to that.
Was it a medical test of some kind?
What was it?
Well, we weren't planning on the pregnancy.
Now, come on, are you making this up? You said you had a test that went. You really had a pregnancy test? Do you have an unwanted pregnancy?
No, I'm kidding. I was in school, and I just had a real bad test.
What was the result? What did you get on your test?
Well...
What grade are you in, son?
Well, I'm in college.
Yeah, college. What grade are you in? Just give it a number.
Number.
13th, 14th, 15th, or 16th, or, God forbid, 17th or 18th.
17th.
So you're on the five-year plan.
Very good.
Yes, sir.
So you're celebrating your second senior year, and what was the course that you got the bad grade in?
Absolutely. Well, business course that here, taking a summer class, just it sucked.
Entrepreneur of Tomorrow. We're talking to Barron Trump, the young son of Donald and whoever the piece of ass is that he's married to right now.
What was it, macroeconomics, business ethics, what was it?
Microeconomics.
You had a bad grade in that?
So you sucked at that, huh?
Well, it's just that summer's here, and I haven't really been wanting to study all that much.
Sure.
You know.
What do Mom and Pa have to say about this?
Mom and Pa don't know right now.
Yeah.
Neither does wife.
Isn't that all really come down to if you've got a big pile of widgets in a corner and nobody really wants widgets at the time, then the widgets are going to be very inexpensive. Now, if you have tiny little pile of widgets and there are hardly any widgets and the whole country wants widgets, then you're going to be able to sell those widgets for a lot more money. Isn't that it?
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
What, did Mike just pass the test? The test that you failed?
Pretty much. You want to come on down to Florida?
I would have done 14 pages on that. I would have been able to stretch
really?
That out to 14 pages.
Ladies and gentlemen, my humble estimation, good job, Mike.
Thank you.
That's why college is worthless.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really, unless you're going to go into the widget field. Unless you're planning on being a widget man.
Widgets was...
Or a widget woman.
Widgets were usually the fictitious product
right.
that were used in most economic models.
I dig
right.
Daddy-O. Like Acme was in Roadrunner, to bring it down for people with my intellect. Acme was the fake company.
Yeah, you could say Acme, and I'm sure I probably had Acme on some quizzes.
They made widgets.
Right, so hold on. You are keeping this from your parents and from your wife? Who cares? You failed the test. How old are you, dude?
Well, 22.
Was it 22? A final or a midterm?
Midterm. Summer. Summer term.
What was the actual number? Did you have a number or a grade?
It was a number, 62%.
62, so you got a D.
A D.
Yeah.
Okay, well, grow a set. Call your mommy and daddy. For God's sakes, you're 22, you're on the five-year plan.
You get an A for the final, you can bring that up to a good solid B.
Well, it just also gave me another excuse to celebrate the number 15 rating with you all tonight. considering I can't be with you all there.
Where are you calling from in Florida?
Florida, Tallahassee.
What are you drinking?
Some vodka tonicers.
Okay, good. Good for you, but, you know, don't blame this mental breakdown on the fact that that you're somehow having empathy for our sucky ratings, because we're doing okay, son. We're doing fine. You should call your wife.
No, I would just love
call
to.
Call your wife. Don't be a pussy. Call your wife and tell her I got a bag. I mean, think about
it. You've already renamed a drink. You're calling it vodka tonicers.
Think about what a mega pussy you are. And coming from a man who proudly wore that costume for years. Really? Now I can offer you some unique perspective. Okay. You're only 22. You're just starting off with this woman. You know what you're telling her right now? P-U-S-S-Y. Big, big pussy. I'm afraid.
And we're not talking about the Sopranos character either.
I'm afraid to tell my wife I got a bad grade on my test. Oh,
if you're
please.
In college, what are you doing married in college for?
Yeah. What kind of a man are you?
Well, we got married when she was done with school.
What is she doing now?
She's working here at the university.
So,
what's she doing at the university?
She's working like
putting a good layer of polish on the ladies' room.
What does she do there?
She's working a secretarial job and taking some classes too.
Is it a dead end job?
Well, just to get out of some college debt. Thank you, George Bush. So,
yeah, okay, there you go. Again, let's blame somebody else again. Blame George Bush.
You know, you've got people on this show that can blame George Bush for a lot of stuff, but I don't believe he invented the college loan.
At least your wife is out there working, and I bet that if she had a problem at work, if she got fired, if she got a bad grade on making fries or whatever it is that she does, she'd come home and she'd tell you, you big pussy. What a pussy you are, sitting at home getting drunk.
What's the wife look like? Is she a handsome woman?
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful? Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
You know the chick on Mission Impossible 2, that Tom Cruise was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, you better get your act together. She could be out looking for a guy who's got a set of balls.
Well, what I was saying, if he's struggling and they've got college debt.
Like Joe Namath, struggling.
I don't care that he's been struggling. Your lady could maybe add some to the bottom line rather quickly.
Yeah.
There are activities that she could pursue, financial opportunities that would probably turn your financial situation around rather quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you turn her into a pump.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Or she could dance.
Tallahassee pump.
That's same art. Difference, Mike.
Yeah, well, in some cases, same difference. If she wants more money.
We're offering up some sound advice.
Well, I appreciate
We've given you two very different options. My option is stop being such a big friggin' pussy and just tell your wife that you failed the test. Mike's advice is to put your wife into the industry of strip.
Into the sex industry.
Well, you know, we are both from Nevada, so it kind of makes sense. We both know the profession quite well.
The profession of what?
Of what?
Prostitution?
Of deviant? Deviant?
Yeah, we're both from Northern Nevada, and
so if she took, say, because I've watched that show. Well, what's our friend's name that runs that brothel out there? Do we remember that guy's name? Do you have any memory of that guy's name?
Oh, I don't. It's the Bunny Ranch.
It's the Bunny Ranch.
And the guy on the HBO show.
What
right?
is her name?
Dennis Hoff.
Dennis Hoff. Doesn't Dennis allow the girls to roll out there for like a week or two? You know, it would only be a week out of the month, and she could come back with thousands of dollars.
Or you could just grow a set and call your wife up and just tell her that you got a bad grade. I mean, what's the worst she's going to do? Think that you're an idiot? Well, I bet that she probably already thinks that.
And stripping is a very good model to learn macroeconomics also.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Supply and demand.
Mm-hmm. Because before you know it, dude, she's going to be out there with some other guy's widget. You know what I'm saying?
Or do I?
What, Tito?
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 I'm not sure. No, you're not making any sense.
Lost us.
I was using widget as a euphemism for penis.
We were actually having a conversation. It was going pretty well. There was a little give and take. Mm-hmm. You threw something in that no one understands what you're talking about.
TiVo or Tito. And if you said Tito, I would say Marlon if we are playing the Jackson game.
Correct. But, Jerome.
Jermaine.
Any one of those. Yeah.
Michael.
Randy.
Yannet.
LaToya.
Sweet Daddy Joe.
Randy.
I already said Randy.
Damn it.
You can't play this
action.
Game.
Wait, the American Idol or the pitcher?
Kate.
Wait, Donna, Kate.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Hold on a second. We can't play with this guy. You're not allowed to play the game.
Right.
For God's sakes, if you weren't... You've already
had a few of them.
If you weren't in Florida, you'd be out at the tree today, at Punishment Tree. Really? Hey, listen, take it from somebody.
Bill.
Take it from somebody who knows. Jack. Go out there. Jack Armstrong, All-American boy.
Jackson.
We're doing the Jackson game.
Oh.
You forfeited. That's automatic. That's an automatic game.
Excuse me. I was focusing on the show.
We've had this dispute before.
I give it to
you. It is focusing on the show when we play the name game.
Okay.
King of the Jacksons.
It's King of the Jacksons, Mike.
Jackson.
Thank you.
It's too much for my little brain to comprehend.
It's as easy as ABC.
Trying to give this guy some advice to get his head out of his butt.
I enjoyed myself.
And now that we've spent this time with you, I agree with Mike 100%. Whatever you do, get your wife on a bus tonight and get her out to Reno. Get her working. Get her bent over.
Get her done.
The answer to all your problems.
And you know what her slogan should be?
What's that?
$5, everything you want.
Anything you want.
Everything. Everything.
I love you a long time.
$5. For my drunk husband who got a D on his widget test.
How many vodka tonicers have you had so far?
I've had about 4, Mike.
And how tall would you be?
I'm about 5'9".
5'9"? You strike me maybe not a real heavy guy. What do you weigh?
No, I weigh about 175.
170. So you're pretty average height and weight, and 5'9" is not that tall, so I'm sure those 4 vodka tonicers have gone to your head.
So what's your end game on this thing with the grades? So you got bad grades, BFD.
Well, it was another reason to call you and wish you a happy number 15, too. I saw it as
a
two wins.
He's a nice guy. I know he's a big pussy, but he's a nice guy.
What does he mean?
He's listening on the internet.
I wish I could be at O'Mara's right now. We actually visited O'Mara's a month ago.
Thanks. Look around, Kevin.
Are you listening on the internet, or did somebody not tell us we have an affiliate in Tallahassee?
No, I'm on the internet.
Nah.
On the internet.
Yeah, I used to listen to you when I was in Reno, and even in Sacramento.
Here's the biography that we've been waiting for.
Hey,
here we go.
He's a sad boy. He's a sad boy.
He's a pussy.
He's sad boy, so sad on his test.
Watch out.
He's going to fail his class.
Mark my words. Some guy going to have a much bigger widget than you is going to be out there selling that widget to your wife.
He got a 1.5 GPA.
You got to tell her. Just tell her I'm dumb, but I'm loyal.
It'll be fine.
Are you loyal? Are you loyal like a dog?
I'm loyal like a dog.
Does your degree hinge on this particular class?
No, I've got a couple more classes.
Yeah.
So
but I think
okay.
I might have said particular.
Huh?
This particular class.
Particular.
How many more classes do you have, to get your degree?
Oh, a whole nother year.
Now I'm with Don. What are you complaining about?
What a pussy.
Do you know how much people go through?
Why are you afraid of telling your wife this?
Well, she's not home yet. I will tell her when she comes home.
Why are you...
Academia Suspensiano.
Why are you afraid to tell your mommy and daddy?
Oh, because they're not here in town. And
are they providing you with the money for your education?
Not all the money, just a little bit. Just drinking money.
Then why did you call them and just tell them just a little bit about your bad grade?
Why should I?
You
tell
got a
them?
D.
I'll just wait.
You got a D. Hold on. You got a D, and it's a midterm. You are able to bring that up.
Yeah, but I've got a 3.98 going right now, Mike.
You got a 3.98, so you got you're just shy of that big.
Hold on, BS. This guy is 2/10 of a way from having a perfect GPA.
I swear to God, I've got a 3.98. I've had all A's and one A.
So now I'm getting this. So you're an A student primarily. Uh-huh. So getting a D for you is like the end of the world. Now I went to school
primarily. Yeah,
I may have married a woman.
You're a pussy. You're a mega pussy.
Have you sold your textbooks for drugs and booze?
Not for drag sisters.
You will.
Super pussy.
Did your teacher have a foreign accent?
Actually, no. He's from the Northeast.
Okay. I had an Indian, and I don't mean a Native American. I mean someone from India who was my macroeconomics professor, and I got a B-plus in that class.
Well, aren't you just a good person?
Well, no. You know what I did? I went out and I had a party. I partied my ass off. Because you know what I did it with? I did it with smoke and mirrors. I didn't know a thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wrote a hell of an essay, and I don't think he read English well. There seems to be a man with a great point.
And now, please welcome Super... You got the music?
Yes.
Super Pussy?
Yes.
Not you, him. Hey, love. Dan Ingram on WABC. F word. F word. Music radio. WABC. F word.
Mm-hmm.
We still can't find a tape of Dan Ingram saying the F word.
Dan Ingram.
Over the weekend.
With reverb.
And now, please welcome Super Pussy, 3.98 GPA.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Pussy.
More powerful than a locomotive.
Super Pussy.
Leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Afraid of his life.
Up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Superman.
Listen, my friend, take off that Atari t-shirt.
Then steal in his bare hands.
Get off the internet. Stop Googling. Call her. Call her because you know what she's doing right now. She's probably Googling somebody else because you're a super pussy. Really?
He's still
have
the reverb.
Really?
Well, it's nothing to really be uptight about. And it's nothing to certainly, you know, drink yourself into a stupor. Drink yourself into a stupor just for fun.
Yeah, I think that's what he's really doing.
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's still here. He is.
Okay. I'm on number five.
I don't blame you.
Did you mix it,
Mike?
Did you mix it while we were talking?
Absolutely. During that song, man.
Good.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Are you on the level with all of this?
You're telling us the truth.
No, I am telling you the truth, man.
You got a D on your your macroeconomics.
Not 61.9%.
Almost failing. Yeah.
Not for on air. Where is your wife right now?
She's at work.
All right, hold on. Give the number to Rob. I will call her off here.
At the university.
I'd be glad to tell her for you.
Is it a real university?
We'll find out. Hold on.
Florida State University.
Oh, you know what? Hold
Florida
on.
State.
Joe's got to get the
big school. Yeah,
right. Hold on just 1 second. Joe will be talking to you.
Real school.
Mm-hmm.
Good program.
Yeah.
Joe Ardinger, Super Zard. How's the food tonight, everybody? Hey, ma'am.
You back to me.
I can't help but noticing a hair.
Okay.
A hair in your Irish stew. I kid, Mike, because I love your place.
I do. I know you do.
You have a great place.
You have a good time every time you're there.
Absolutely.
And I mean, is this could serve to prepare me for this evening? Is it a preview, or will you be riffing on something else? It'll be whatever catches your eye.
You know what it might be?
What's that?
It might be if you wear that bandana.
I won't be wearing that.
Oh, you won't wear that?
No, I'll be going with whatever helmet head I have from the motorcycle.
I love it when you
please
worry.
Also pay attention on our little commute over there this evening. I asked just a modicum more paying attention behind the wheel than there was the last time, because there was that one time.
Are you talking to me?
I am speaking directly to you. Yes, I remember that one time.
Are you saying was that I followed too closely?
No, you did not follow me too closely. There was that one intersection that you. I'm not sure where you were looking, but I looked and I noticed that your bumper was about an inch and a half away from it. You talked about that. You don't remember that now.
No, I don't.
It's just in and
I'm
out.
Not a perfect driver like you. I'm sorry.
Now, I am talking about the last time when it happened. You've got the reverb. You're at a decided advantage.
Game.
I'm down here in the in the pews. You're up in the pulpit.
Hold on, we got the number. Here we go.
All right, good. Calling this guy's wife.
I'll just tell her.
You don't have a name.
Lucky. It's Miss Lucky.
Hey, what's your wife's name?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Miss Lucky.
What's your wife's first name?
Melissa.
Melissa Robbie.
Secretary at the university.
Hi, this is Rob from the Don and Mike radio show. We have your husband on with us. His name is Matt. And he was wondering if you'd like to come on the radio and speak to him.
She shouldn't even have to come on the radio. She just needs to Just come on, just to say hello so people know that it's
okay.
Really, she's really there.
Say hello, okay? Hey, when you hear voices, your voice will be on the radio.
Okay. Is this Melissa?
Yes.
Hello, hi, is this Melissa?
Yes.
Hi, and are you married to this tool, Matt? Hey, Matt?
Yeah.
Hi, Matt. Okay, hold on. Melissa, I'm going to take your voice off the radio now, okay?
Well, if she would agree to stay on, we could have the conversation right here.
Would you? This is like normally a setup for one of our games, but this is a real situation.
No. Would you be willing to stay on the radio with us?
Yes.
While Don explains something to you that Matt's a little uptight about telling you?
Yes.
Do you know what a pussy your husband is? Man, that's why I wanted to say that to you off the radio. Do you know what a super pussy your husband is?
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't be surprised if you're cheating, and I'll tell you why. I wouldn't blame you. Listen to what a pussy he is. Now, according to him, he has a 3.98 GPA.
Is that accurate, Melissa? Is he telling us the truth?
Yeah, it is.
He's smart as a whip. Well...
But he's having a little trouble.
He got a D on a test.
You got him a D?
He got him a D on a test.
Midterm.
On his widget test. What was the class minus?
Macroeconomics.
Oh, no.
And he's such a super pussy. He's sitting at home right now having 5 vodkas.
Now he's drinking.
Calling us. Afraid to tell you.
He's terrified.
And afraid to tell his mommy and dad.
He's upset. He's got a 3.98. He's got basically an A student.
I did a total 180 on this guy. At first I was just telling him he was being like a standard super pussy, like married guys are. But for God's sakes, he's got leverage. He's not some dumb loser. He's got a 3.98 GPA, yet he's afraid to tell you that he got a D on a test. And now he's just sloppy drunk, and he's also gone to the bathroom all over your nice furniture.
No.
Yes.
And Melissa, I don't think with a 3.98, and this is a midterm, he can salvage this grade, that he really should be upset. Do you agree with us?
Yeah, he studied for about 2 days for that.
He did. Now, how do you feel really? If you weren't on the radio, how would you feel right now about his 61% on this test?
Well, I feel bad. I feel bad for him because he put me through 2 days of misery for
sure.
Oh, there we go.
Hold on.
Here we go.
Just a little bit of truth comes through. He put you through hell.
How's that? How's that, darling?
Because he was just being an ass for the past 2 days.
Oh, because he was so uptight about the test?
Yeah.
That's not right. Mm-hmm. So economics doesn't come easily to young Matt here.
It's not for everybody, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But really, why do you think he's afraid to tell you?
I don't know.
I'll tell you.
What was your GPA? What did you graduate with, Melissa?
What did I graduate with?
Yes.
Not as high as you have.
Okay. I'll tell you something, honey, and I speak from experience. No need for condolences. I'm widowed recently after 25 years of marriage. That's the truth, and I want to tell you, here's the problem right now with you and young Matt. It's a 5-letter word that starts with T and ends with T. Do you think you know what the word is?
It starts with what?
Starts with T and ends with T.
No,
that word is trust.
Mm-hmm. Trust.
That word is trust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you applauding for, Rob?
I thought it would go good with it.
Melissa, what do you think Matt wants to do with his life? What is his goal?
Be successful.
Sounds like a professional student to me.
This is where Matt begins to tailspin now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Poor Matt.
Yeah.
See, Matt
I'm
is
not
spiraling.
Listen, between the lines, I'm not hearing that support.
You know, on the other hand, let me just say this.
Yeah.
I hear lying can be good for a relationship. I hear lying can be very good for a relationship.
What's the best thing about Matt, Melissa?
That's actually what his mother said, was he doesn't have to know everything.
She doesn't have to know everything?
Even his mother.
She told me this advice. He doesn't always have to know everything.
That's
right. Huh? Very good. And now I get back. Interesting that you jumped in with that while I was asking a very pertinent question about what's one of the best qualities of Matt? What made you fall in love with him? And if you say, like, his sweetness or something, just give us a specific.
Actually, with his maturity.
His maturity. Where did that go out?
Super pussy!
He's gone now, Melissa.
Afraid to tell his wife he got a D!
His wife and his mother.
Yeah, and he's got a 3.9 GPA.
Oh, well, we'll be hiding that from his mom for a while, I guess.
Does his mom, do his parents, are they very strict about grades?
I forgot that impression, but...
Why would you want to hide it from his parents?
He's an adult.
Well, because we're older. We have our own lives. They're not.
Well, no, sure. I mean,
exactly.
No, but it's not hiding it. It's like you choose not to tell them. They don't need to know.
Yeah, but you're making it like you're hiding it.
Well, that's his choice.
Is Matt still on the line?
Yeah.
Hey, super pussy,
Matt. Were your parents? Did they ride you? Did they ride you like a rodeo bull about your grades as you were growing up?
Well, yeah, they were always pretty strict up until a year ago when we got married.
Well, I mean, you are adults now, and you're living your own life, and I mean, but you still get bent out of shape.
Relationship is doomed. I'm telling you right now.
No, I will know. This
it's
is
doomed.
A very nerd pussy question for college. Do you eat breakfast every morning at your college? When you were there, when you were in the dorms, did you eat breakfast every morning?
No.
Okay. All right.
Not every morning, Don.
That was Mike.
That was Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
Because
you
know me, super pussy boy.
Thank you.
Really, I mean, you're just walking into a minefield here, pal. You're given a total upper hand when it's clear that you are at least book smart, miles ahead of her.
This will go. Hey, Matt.
Sir.
You studied for 2 days. Why did you get a 61?
Well, because I didn't study throughout the 3 weeks of the small term.
Yeah, he gets all rattled by that.
Oh, pussy! One big pussy!
What can you do to get that grade up, Matt?
Do better, I guess, on the final exam.
This guy's got to be awful in the rack, right? Am I
better,
right?
I guess.
Am I right, ma'am? Is he a bad... Is he a bad lay?
No, he's very nice.
Please rate him. Now, I know you won't say that you've had someone prior who's better, although I'm sure you've had. I'm sure you have. Would he be in the top three lovers you've had in your young, sweet life?
Yes. Top three.
That's wonderful. Are you going to console Matt when you get home this evening?
I will try. It depends on how, if I can pry away that vodka bottle.
Now we've identified something here, and I can run out. Now I speak from authority on this. Does Matt have a drinking problem?
No.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Does Matt have a sexual grade of 61?
No.
Are you aware that at the prompting of a wise individual on this show, before we called you, Matt had agreed to put you on a Greyhound bus to Reno and to send you to, what's the name of that place?
The Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch.
Just to make a little extra money to pay off those student loans.
Where you would be a woman that would do anything for $5.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yes, he said it.
We're lying a little bit. Not $5. It would be the going rate.
Whatever you can get.
He said you guys were from Nevada. Nevada, however you pronounce it.
Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He was very comfortable with the idea of you, you know, in various crazy poses, you know.
What condition are you expecting to find young Matt in when you come home this evening? I mean, you know, what is he? Is he an angry drunk? Is he a happy drunk?
He's a happy drunk. Likes to talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Has he ever mentioned to you this thought about, you know, you supporting him by being a prostitute or, as we call them lovingly, a pump?
Well, yes, we have discussed it in the past, but, you know, I told him no.
So you said no. You put the kibosh on that.
Good.
So it's just
you're feeling awkward now, aren't you?
Kind of. I'm here at work.
That's good!
Don't blame us. Blame your husband. We were doing a radio show.
And he called. What did somebody say to me a couple of weeks ago? Said, walk it off. You know, walk it off.
Right, Ron Burgundy.
Walk it off, Matt.
Stumble it off.
Stagger it off, Matt.
Okay, now come on, Matt. Don't be such a pussy. Tell your wife goodbye now and tell her about your grade.
Goodbye. I love you. And I actually did get a 61.9%.
Okay.
I'll let you see it when you get home.
He's loaded. He is. He's wallowing in it.
God.
And Matt, what are you going to do?
Say I'm sorry?
No, you're going to do better.
No, pussy! You're going to do better.
I'm
going
to do better.
That's not the end of the world, Matt.
I'm going to do better.
Thank you, Robbie.
Good night, super pussy.
Goodbye, Don and Mike.
You kids are very nice. Very
bye.
Sweet.
Bye.
Wish you the very best of luck in your life.
Are you still there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
You poor woman.
Send us a picture.
Right.
Let us please send you the name of a good attorney
mm-hmm.
to the state of Florida.
Right.
And also a month's worth of a free iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Ooh, yummy.
Yes, I agree. Get that refreshing lift you need. Be at your best all summer long with Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on dunking.
Pity we can't get those gift cards to you right away so you could bring a pot or two home to your husband, Matt.
Thanks for being on the show.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
There are kids that go bananas, absolutely go obsessive. I mean,
they were always
the losers.
Even guys like me could pick on guys like them. That's how low on the totem pole they were.
I knew kids in college, seriously, that would go, into cataclysmic depressions if they got a B.
Mike said bananas again. I go bananas.
I like the word.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I mean, if I made another dessert, we could eat the pies tomorrow, couldn't we?
Don't you like pie?
Well, I love pie. I just wanted to cook something for Robbie. Something special.
Like what?
Custard.
Custard? For Robbie?
Well, I'll clean up afterwards.
Robbie hates custard.
Well, you must be thinking of one of the other boys. Robbie loves custard.
I'm thinking of the Robbie with the blue eyes and the light brown hair who just came back from a honeymoon. That one hates custard.
I'll make it. You just wait and see.
The Don and Mike Show. Irreplaceable. Don and Mike.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Howard. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike on vacation. They'll be back soon. So then you've got me, the legendary Joe Arndinger, with you. I'm your Let's keep moving right along because we've got so much great best of this week and next week that there's very little time for me to talk and there's no reason for me to talk. And we've got Rob's Toys in the office on the best of Don and Mike.
I'm tired.
Really? Why? Yeah. However, even in the midst of all of that, we are going to cut a parody spot next week.
Oh, yeah.
And I've already come up with it, and you're going to love it.
Good.
I mean, you guys will only have to cut lines. We're going to have Dude Walker on reading the entire thing. But the premise is, you know, the hot movie, X-Men.
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be Sex-Men. Sex-Men United. Now, get ready for your superhero names. I put a lot of thought in this, and I'm kind of sleep-deprived. So.
Okay.
Wow. Now, did you do this when you were sleep-deprived or prior to being sleep-deprived?
No. Made you sleep-deprived.
While sleep-deprived this morning.
Ah, see, that's good. Now, see, because you know how we think on this show. Sleep-deprived many times equals funny.
Punchy. Yes.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily funny once you hear this, but nonetheless sleep-deprived.
Punchy.
Well, you know me. I have to be first.
Uh-huh.
I'll be Captain Nubutt.
Captain Nubutt.
Captain Nubutt.
Nubutt.
Captain Nubutt.
Spelled N-O-B-U-T-T.
Right. Captain Nubutt. Uh-huh. Or Captain Nubutt.
I'm with you so far.
Mike, uh-huh. Your name? Strap-on.
Is that like Wolverine?
If you like. If you would like all of the strap-ons coming out of your hands.
Yeah.
Again.
Strap-on or the strap-on?
No, it's strap-on. Okay. It's strap-on. Mm-hmm. You have a the.
Okay.
Rob is the Punisher. And I know that you comic book fans out there know that there is a Punisher.
Right.
But there's already a slogan for Rob. And Rob, your slogan is?
After I love you, I must hit you.
Then we have Buzz. The naughty newsman. Sorry, it's best. You know, that's where I'm losing it a little bit.
Right.
I couldn't come up with one for John Norman, but I do have a perfect one
for
Joe.
One if you, I know, you know, you, I mean, you've done it already, but for Buzz?
Sure.
Skin tight.
Winner.
I thought you might like it.
I like that
skin
better.
Skin tight. Skin tight.
Thank you. Because we're mutants, right, Don?
Right.
Are we mutants?
Yes, we are. Okay. I like that.
Now, John
That's
Norman,
why, Rob, I didn't get a the strap on. I'm strap on.
Simply right. strap on.
John Norman, I don't know, but this one is really the best, I think.
Okay.
He will be our animated friend, Jojo Binks.
Jojo Binks.
With Jojo Binks.
Captain Nubutt.
There we go.
Captain Nubutt. This is Captain Nubutt. Strap on. Get me the Punisher. And skin tight.
Skin tight.
And get Jojo Binks the frig out of here.
Jojo Binks.
But that's
I like this.
We have, it, that's an idea that maybe over the next couple of days we'll actually put pen to paper.
Very good.
God forbid we actually do something and put some time into something on the show, but we're thinking about it.
Wonderful.
We're thinking about
it. I'm excited about it.
Could be good. And we're going to have Dude on the show next week. Anyway, Dude Walker is, well, he's this guy.
It's time for a little Rippy Dippy on the Don and Mike Show.
He's that guy, Dude, is our voice guy. So we're going to have him on next week anyway to do a bunch of new rejoiners for us.
Good. Can't wait till the animators get their hands on it, too.
And we can... oh, yeah, we're going to have a little contest with that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little intro-net contest to have to see who can...
The sex men.
Yeah, we're going to have two versions. We'll have the, of course, draw your own,
right.
And then the Photoshop version.
Of course.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's where it has the potential to really get out of control.
Absolutely.
In a delightful way.
Not that all of those...
I look like Pinhead, only with other things coming out of
it. Not like all of that's not already been Photoshopped with us on and out there anyway, but and we'll have it on our own website. But
we've had things done to our bodies that rival that Bart Simpson humor you see in The Office.
Yeah, whenever you see Bart Simpson having relations in the bad place with Snoopy,
right.
Yeah. You want to click on that email right away and report it as spam.
Then you'd get things like Rob Spiewak sending you an illegal alien trap, you know, which he sends. It's,
that's
and then
funny.
It's just a cascade of things.
That's just funny.
Oh, serious funny.
Don't forget when you sent me the picture of the... did you ever get your model of the Hindenburg from Yahoo or eBay or wherever the hell you're buying that from?
I took a picture on my phone today. My father got me a great gift, no occasion. It's a solid mahogany carving of the Hindenburg.
Oh, that's nice.
It's fantastic. Is it vintage? Is it
no,
is
it's
it,
new. Oh,
now, listen, hold on. You got to hear this. This is what he says to me in real life. Okay? He says, it's beautiful.
It is.
He says, there's only one minute flaw with it.
What would that be?
Well, no, it's not a flaw. It's the only reason that people might misconstrue it. It's the swastikas on the tail fin.
Ah, sure.
But it's still
people
a minor
might get a little
worse.
Concerned about that.
Minor flaw. It's got one minor flaw. I'd show it to everybody.
Right.
It's got a minor flaw. It's got swastikas.
That might make people a little uncomfortable. You're going to hide it somewhere in your house? Is
well,
that
right
why?
Now I've hidden it on my television in the living room.
You know,
under the piece of the Hindenburg.
Oh, right? He has a piece of the Hindenburg framed.
Yeah, the Duralum frame.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's mounted in a shadow box. It's one of the first things you see when you come to my home.
That's interesting.
It's mounted with the stand. Of Baron von Hindenburg and the coin.
Of course.
Yeah. And the luggage stickers.
The Baron.
Oh, and the badge. I forgot the badge.
Oh,
from the landing crew.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it blew up, you mean?
Yes. They didn't do a very good job.
The landing crew kind of screwed up.
They did.
I'm not sure who was wearing the badge or how it was acquired.
The landing crew really wasn't on the ball that particular day.
It's a 20-inch mahogany Hindenburg, and it's beautiful.
What would it be valued at? Would you
priceless,
estimate?
Mike.
Priceless?
Yeah. Rob would be one of those idiots at a ball game, you know. Two tickets to Yankee Stadium, $800. Watching Roger Clemens pitch his last no-hitter, $8,000. My model of the Hindenburg.
Priceless.
It's not a model. It's what
it's
is.
A solid mahogany carving.
It's a sculpture.
Oh, when would you estimate it was done?
It's recent. You can still acquire them. But it's accurate right down to the 129 serial number painted on the side.
You can get it at Spencer Gifts, Mike.
Hallmark.
In the very, very back.
You have no idea how big this craft was in its day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it dwarfs a 747.
Well, that's why it was a Zeppelin.
And obviously it still is a cottage industry among like-minded folks like yourself who enjoy...
Right-thinking folks.
Who enjoy saving...
Who enjoy...
Saving memorabilia.
Like that guy in American Beauty.
I love history of aviation.
Of course. That's what you're interested
sure
in.
Do you have any other model? Mahogany covery?
I have a small Hindenburg in my office.
You do?
Would you like to see it?
I would.
It's like the size of an ornament. I'll
bring it. Bring it to me.
I'll fetch it.
You've never seen his mini Hindenburg?
You know, his office, trying to decipher what's in his office, it is like Toyland. You go into Rob's office, and there are so many trinkets, baubles, knickknacks on the wall.
Let us draw a distinction here. There used to be a guy on the show who did not burn children, incidentally, Charlie Stossel.
Yes.
Right.
Used to be our movie man.
Never burned one.
One time we were down at his office, he ran a movie theater, and he had a collection of all of the girlish feature.
Yeah, he had all Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Sleeping Beauty.
From all the big Hollywood features
that got me animated. All 101 Dalmatians, little plastic Dalmatians on his desk.
When you go back to Rob's office, the reason we don't bust his balls is that the dolls that Rob has back there, he has like, not to belabor the point.
No, please do.
He's Is your Hitler bobblehead back there?
Oh, stop it. You're just being silly now.
Is it or is it not?
It's not Hitler. It's
who is it?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I also have...
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger in it.
In a dress. and a mustache. We added the mustache.
I see.
Okay.
This is the Hindenburg. It's super detailed.
There it is. It's tiny. It sits on his desk, and Mike, it's just got those minor flaws. Now, describe to people listening how big that thing is.
Well, this thing is about 2.5 inches long, mm-hmm. and it would resemble a very average bass fishing lure. That's uh-huh. the size of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a recreation of the Hindenburg with the serial number on the side of it, and it looks to be almost like a little Olympic logo on the side of it also. Well, did they have that?
Yeah,
there?
Because they flew it over the Olympic Stadium, I think, in 36.
That's right. And then on the tail is that horrible, historical...
The crooked cross, Mike.
Insignia that we that represents such evil. And there it is in his hand, in his little vintage box that he has there.
See, now, this was originally 804 feet long.
Oh, God.
Now, to be fair, not everything in his office is based on Germany.
He has quite a tribute to the Chinese.
Tell us about the other dolls.
Oh, yeah. I've got, probably 20 Maneki Nekos.
You know, that's
which, the beckoning good luck cat.
Yeah. That's, the super terrific happy alarm clock that we have.
I have all the alarm clocks.
No, the Maneki Nekos, are they similar to the alarm clocks, or are they...
No, the Maneki Nekos are just statues. Some of them actually wave.
Those are the kitty cats that wave at you.
Exactly. So those are two separate things, but mm-hmm. it's a tribute to Asia, as you have both Japan and China represented. Do your alarm clocks from Japan, do they still work?
I think so. They might need battering up, but it would have been a while since we've used them.
What other dolls and figurines do you have?
I have my Sam Huff action figure and my Sam Huff egg timer, which says Sam on it. I have...
Don't you have a lot of tributes to Jerry Lewis on your walls?
Yes, I have some framed pictures of Jerry.
But what about with your dolls, though? We're just talking about your dolls.
Yeah, I have a Jesus Christ action figure. It's Jesus on wheels. I have this is great. I have the albino bowler, which is actually an action toy. When you release his back, he throws a magnetic bowling ball.
Albino?
Yeah, an albino bowler.
Is it definitive that he is albino? Or
that's what it said in the catalog, albino bowler.
Sure, when he ordered
the catalog.
He's very fair of skin.
Well, now, where do you get most of this stuff? Did you order it off of eBay?
Is from my father.
From your father?
My father.
Who is a collector as well.
He has a similar work ethic to me.
That's wonderful.
Plenty of time.
Whiling around the hours at the office collecting crap.
I invite all of you to go to the website Archie McPhee, and they have marvelous crap there.
Archie McPhee is the name of the website.
That's also where you get Senor Mysterioso, who is my glow-in-the-dark action figure.
we've just been handed...
That's the albino bowler.
Let me see that doll, Mike.
Can you see it from here?
Yeah.
I also have a lot of monkeys. My father loves monkeys.
And do you see what it says on the back? The albino.
Yeah.
It's got the albino, and you can...
That settles any arguments.
Oh, look, you press the button and he assumes a position.
Rob believes you can never be too white.
What are you doing?
There you go.
The albino bowler doesn't present.
He's presenting right now.
He bowls.
Okay, well, get your toys and then get out of here. But thank you for the inventory.
And I also have a huge Homer Simpson Pez dispenser that dispenses whole packs of Pez. It's empty right now.
The albino bowler has an afro.
Of course he does.
Oh, God.
Of course he does.
You're out of your mind.
Just another one of Rob's dolls.
He's got loads of dolls.
But on the bright side, my kids are never want for play when they come into the office.
Oh, I bet they love coming to your office.
Oh, I just noticed the albino bowler's name is Dick.
Yeah.
What is your number one country back there with all of your various dolls? Would it be Germany? Would it be Asia?
It'd have to be Asia.
Asia
because of all the Maneki Nekos.
Mm-hmm. Would Germany be number two?
In my heart, it's always number one. But if it's just a quantitative thing...
With your knickknacks.
Yeah,
so Maneki Nekos are the little greeting cat.
They give you good luck always.
In ancient Asia...
You got into that when we were up in New York, right?
Yeah, because we saw a lot of them. A cat called the emperor over by beckoning with his hand.
Sure, okay.
And saved him from death.
That's microphone off.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for doing that, and I know our listeners appreciate it.
That was just a trip inside the Batcave, okay? I mean, that's a gigantic room. That's a big forehead.
He's unwell.
That's a lot of room up there. You could move a family of eight into Rob's head.
I can't begin to understand him like you do. I just don't know.
I don't understand him.
You don't understand him?
I don't understand
him. You're amused by him, but we don't understand him.
No, I really don't.
He's tough to figure out.
No, I don't.
His mind is like his office. It's filled with useless crap.
It's just got one minor flaw.
There it is.
Minor flaw.
Oh, yeah, the swastika.
Carved from mahogany.
Right.
Right now, I'm hiding it on top of my television set.
I mean, really.
Yeah, I've been to Rob's house. It's right there. When you walk through the door, it's literally the first thing you see on the left. Oh, thank you. And there's your Sam Huff doll.
Actually,
there it is, number 70, your New York Giants.
The New York Giants, Sam Huff.
Yes.
Little doll.
At home, I have Y.A. Tittle. I hated to break up the set.
That's a remarkably well-preserved dolly for when Sam would have played.
Doesn't look anything like him.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Do you play with it, or is it simply there to remind you of Sam? To remind you of Sam, you're playing with him right now.
Do you hide Sam occasionally?
I never have.
Okay.
No. Never have.
Bowling trophy.
With the white uniform.
Sam's never been to Luray Cavern. Spiewak Cavern.
Spiewak Canyon.
Canyon?
Sam's never gotten a little lippy, or any of your dolls have never gotten a little lippy when you're talking to them, and you say, well, you know what that means. Time out.
When you were a kid, did you ever, construct models and then burn them up or blow them up? Did you do that kind of stuff?
Never models. I just blew up things.
You blew up things? Yeah. Okay. I thought you'd be that kind of kid that would, you'd set your whole scene and then blow it up.
No, I just blew things up that were already there. Okay. I did make a potato gun once.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
that's good. That's normal.
Do you ever really, put one of those things near your butt?
Yes, all the time.
I mean, when you were a kid.
No.
Okay, I'm just asking because I'm Captain No Butt.
Yes. Captain No Butt, and therein lies the contradiction.
Right.
That question, I should point out, was not asked by either Skin Tight or what the hell was my name again?
Strap-On.
Neither one of us asked that question. That question was posed by Captain No Butt. And is it Captain or Captain?
C-A-P-N, like Captain Crunch.
Captain No Butt.
Captain No Butt.
Captain No Butt.
Yep.
Strap-On and Skin Tight.
And the Punisher.
The Punisher.
And Jojo Banks.
Jojo Banks.
Very good.
And as himself, John Norman.
John Norman, who is our liaison to the real world.
Is he like the commissioner?
Yes, sort of.
Yeah, or that'll be like on a TV show when they do it, as whatever,
right.
Because
featuring.
Featuring.
And John Norman as John Norman.
As himself.
When they get somebody of note. Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know something, Archie? Just because a guy is sensitive and he's an intellectual and he wears glasses, you make him out a queer.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four eyes. A guy who is a fag is a queer.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway.
Right.
The best of Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the Bowl Dam, best of Don and Mike. Moving right along, it's time for a segment where Bart visits Don home from college on the best of Don and Mike.
Christ, am I tired. Christ, am I tired.
Had a little late night, did you?
Yeah, it's.
We were all tired yesterday, so
yeah.
If you didn't get any sleep last night,
it's not a big deal. It's the fact that my son is home for a long weekend,
right.
And I found myself this time more than any other time since Frida has passed away. Now that things are a little more normal in my life,
right?
Even though he's 21 and he's away from home, almost all the time at college. When he comes home. I now find that, I said this on the air when Frieda was alive. I had the luxury of, I never worried what time a kid came home because mm-hmm. I slept through it. And right. If there was a problem, if he was out too late, well, I would get the wake up from Frieda like, hey, he's out. It's after 2 o'clock in the morning. So I'm on the phone with him last night. I'm like, where are you at? We're on 95.
Mm-hmm.
Say, okay, we're on 95. I don't know. When do you think you'll be here? I don't know. Now, the scheduled arrival time was midnight. So
he got a late start, obviously.
Yeah, he left late in the afternoon after his friend, not his girlfriend, just a female friend, after she got off work. So I had the girlfriend over last night, and Bart was on the phone, and, he's like, I'm thinking that he's a couple of hours away, so maybe I should stay awake, and I watch CSI with the girlfriend. I say, okay, time for you to go, because I got to get things in order here for him, and I wait, and it's like midnight, and I'm really dying to sleep, and I finally do fall asleep, and then I woke up at 12:15, 12:45, 1:05, 1:28,
143, 213, 242, I woke up literally every 15 minutes. And I would wake up every 15 minutes.
Just to see if he's there.
Just to see if he was there yet.
But
right?
It was good sleep?
Yeah, it was great sleep.
Good sound, 15-minute increments.
Until approximately 12 hours ago,
uh-huh.
When at 3-something a.m.,
oh.
I got the I was back in one of my little 15-minute naps, and I got I get the tap on the shoulder, and it's like, hey, Dad, we're here. We're going to use the washing machine.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, he had dirty clothes.
He did, okay.
He had dirty clothes.
Well, he's getting right to it then.
So, I shouldn't worry about it. I shouldn't be such a pussy about it. He's 21. He's a grown man now. But it's the way that I am. And it's something Frieda used to do. So I'm a little overtired, but I'm fine. This morning was awkward, not bad awkward, okay? I consider myself to be a progressive parent. I thought that Frieda was a progressive parent. I think we've raised a good kid. He wanted to bring a friend home. Now, he was very specific with me that it was going to be a female friend. And he said, are you cool with that? Meaning, that they were going to, make me buy new sheets.
Right.
Okay?
So you didn't impose any kind of artificial rules about separate bedrooms or anything like that?
Why should you? He's 21. She's 21. God knows what they do down at college.
Right.
You know what I mean?
A couple hours.
And what am I really going to do? Put them in separate rooms, go to sleep, and then I'll never sleep. Because right. Then it's like I'm up every 15
minutes.
So
you're not like Fokker.
No. Oh, although today...
Keep making its cage for 72 hours, please.
Today, I was like the other guy, though. I was
Dustin
like,
Hoffman?
Yeah, because I was a little too... I know that in front of Bart and his girlfriend,
yeah.
Once I tell you about me waking them up, which was highly awkward, when they were getting ready to leave, I was like just... I know I was doing that. Like I felt just like that guy in the movie, Dustin Hoffman. I was like, I'm looking at him going, look at this kid. And they turned out great. I love him so much, and I'm, like, trying to hug him. He's like, Dad, come on.
In front of the gal pal.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to embarrass him. I'm just happy that he's home.
Right,
that
of course.
That he's turned into as far as I'm concerned, a pretty good young man. He's
good.
21, got his ass together. So I get the thing at 3 a.m., Okay, we're here. Fine. Go back to sleep at 4. Wake up at 6. Wake up. Go downstairs. Don't even notice. Now, he's down in the basement, in his bedroom in the basement. Don't even notice, that their door is open.
their door is actually open
excuse
because
me.
they're awake or their door is open because
no,
they
excuse me.
Have left it open. All right.
I've got a little awkward in my throat.
Understood.
You're choking up with, is this choking up with emotion? Or?
No, I don't even notice. When I go down to do my cardio stuff, my treadmill stuff, like at 7:30, mm-hmm. I just blow right by. And Buzz, you were just there at my house, so you know the layout.
Right.
I blow right by. I don't even look down the hall to see if his room is open.
No.
I just go into the exercise room. I shut the door. I put on my iPod. Mm-hmm. I do my running. I get done. I go upstairs. Boom, boom, boom. I go out. I run my errands. I come back home. 10 o'clock. Time to wake them up. I go downstairs, and I realize when I open the door to go to the basement area that, oh, my God, how did I miss this before? The door to his bedroom is wide open.
Huh.
Now, how exactly do I wake them up?
How do you approach that?
What I don't want to do is stand at the end of the hall like an idiot, because I think I'm a little more evolved than that. And if the door was shut, it would be one thing. I would just bang on it. But the door is wide open.
Right.
I'll tell you how I would do it. I think this would be the best way to do it. They're asleep, obviously.
Oh, yes.
You walk in very quietly. You sit on the end of the bed. Not the end of the bed. Maybe the side of the bed. Uh-huh. And then you just look at them.
Would you like this done incidentally with your daughter?
I knew you were going to get right to that. I'll ignore that. You sit right on the side
of
the bed.
Imagine when your daughters are old enough and some nice gentleman like myself comes down. Some nice gentleman who's progressive enough to open the house and you immediately want to turn it into that.
And you just sit down and I would sit right on the side of the bed.
Start to stroke their feet?
And then No. What I would do is just sit for 5-10 minutes
Wait.
Looking at them and then maybe just go... and see what the reaction
was. We'll remember that with your girls.
He would probably jump up and run out through. Now don't fight with me because I'm not fighting with you. I'm kidding, and you're tired, and I'm not asking you to talk about my daughters. You know, you certainly soiled my trip to Boston, so there doesn't need a that might not. Be a little bit of payback right
I
there.
Did not soil your trip to Boston.
Why didn't you want to? You didn't think like if you yelled, "Save you were down the high." Hey, Bart, time to get up.
No, here's the thing: the door was open,
right?
And I have to be honest. There was a part of me that what I did was I went to the door, like the door's open like this, and I went, "Hey, young people, are you up in there?" And I hear, "Yeah." So what I did was sucked my head around.
Right.
Right now, thinking that worst case scenario, I'm going to see skin.
Yeah.
I'm going to see skin flopping on each other. But thank God, they're both. He's at least on the top. They're both wearing clothes.
Very good.
And they're just laying there. Uh-huh. They're just laying there. And there was a moment I was standing at the door, uh-huh. and I said, "Well, hey, how you guys doing?" And she pulled the covers up over her head.
Sure.
And I said, "Hi, I'm."
She pulled the cover. When you said, "Hey, how you doing?" She pulled the covers over her head.
No, she was embarrassed.
Ah, okay.
She's embarrassed. I mean, she's never met me, and here I am. That's I didn't meet her at 3 o'clock in the morning.
So he came up and woke you up, and you went right back to sleep.
Yeah, right. No, the deal is when Bart gets home, I just want to know he's home.
So he just tapped you on the shoulder, and then you went back to Greenland.
He said, "I'm home. We're going to."
So this is the very first time.
That's why
she doesn't want to see. She doesn't want to see you
without makeup,
without presenting herself nicely,
and besides, I mean, let's be honest. She's in bed with my son.
I mean, I can't imagine.
I'm fine.
That's a compliment.
I'm fine.
You're as fine as a father can be in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, really, what are you going to do?
Right.
She seems like a very nice girl.
I think it shows that you are a progressive parent. I think that's cool.
I stood there for
what happened in my house, but that's all right.
I stood there for half a second. I said, "How you guys doing?" They said, "Doing fine. Like nothing awkward." They're just laying there in the bed that he slept in when he was in ninth grade.
Got to be a little odd.
It was weird.
I mean, you're a realist. You know what? And I think most progressive parents are pretty aware of what goes on.
Is it really? I mean, not that he's Wilt Chamberlain, but really, do I think it's the first time that ever a girl has been, violated in my home, with young Don Quixote? No. I'm pretty sure that poison arrow has been out there before. So I stand there for a second. I say, "Well, how about some coffee? Who would like some coffee?"
On flapjack.
And this is where I notice the immediate change. Now, not only is Bart 21 now, I mean, he really is, girl aside, much more of a grown-up now. Our relationship, especially since Frida's passed, it's like gone from not from little boy and dad to, dad and becoming grown-up man. So I say, "Okay, how about some coffee?" And he says, "Yeah." And the next thing I know, I'm upstairs, and I'm on the phone with Rob, and it's like 5 minutes later, and I feel a tap on my shoulder, and it's him. And I'm like, "What are you doing up here?" And he said, I thought we were getting up." I said, "It's only 5 minutes after I woke you up." And then I realized, hold on, you know what this is? It's the chick factor.
Sure.
That's why he did laundry last night.
Yeah, he's a real man. He wants to show the lady he's the man.
He's
right?
trying to call his best friend Kyle, okay? Mm-hmm. His best friend Kyle. It's about 11 o'clock this morning. 11 a.m., which for my son is normally, like maybe go to bedtime.
Yeah, that's like 5 a.m.
So it's 11 a.m. and he's trying to call his friend.
Right.
And he can't get through to him. And he really says, "Oh, you believe that? It's 11 a.m. and he's sleeping." Uh-huh. And I look at him and I look at this girl that I said, "Hold on a second." And even she has to laugh too, right? But again, he's doing this because he's grown up and also he's impressing her.
I find this is the time in college life right now with it's that little lag time. A lot of kids, even if they're working during the summer, this is the time when most of them have just gotten off on break and they're in the total vegetable mode. It's pretty cool.
So this is how I know totally that he's different. Not that this is a girl he's going to run away and marry with, but he's different with this girl because he's grown up. And here's the last example I'll give you. So we sat and we talked at the table and had coffee, and We had a nice chat, and she went down and took a shower.
And she is how old?
14.
Okay.
She's legal in parts of South Carolina.
Could have either gone 40 or 14. It would have been funny. It would have
somewhere
been
in between, Mike.
Right, right.
She's legal.
Okay.
She's legal. She's street legal. So, yeah.
Said the Punisher.
They're getting set to go. Whatever they're going to do. They've got a couple of exciting days planned. You know, here in our nation's capital.
Is this her first trip to the nation's capital?
Right. So they get something to eat and they're getting ready to leave and I'm getting ready to go to work and I say okay, see you later and it's real nice and we're standing outside and that's when I laid it on, I guess, just because I was real emotional. I mean, I wasn't like crying like a baby. I wasn't crying at all. I was just, you know, I'm happy to see him. I'm happy.
Sure.
I'm standing there going, look at this kid. Isn't he something? He looked at me and goes, stop it. You're like Dustin Hoffman.
Are you saying that to her?
Yeah, I'm saying that to her. Yeah.
Look at this guy.
I'm really, I said, look at him. I said, look at, you know, his crap that he went through in the first semester. I mean, he got like almost all F's because he was devastated about this type of retreat. He had to pull back. I said, look at, he had to redo this whole semester. Look at, he's got a job. Look at, his hair is at a reasonable length. He's bathing now. I said,
he's bathing.
I said, look at him. He said, knock it off, Dad. I said, okay. And then, mwah, have a good day. I go inside. 5 minutes later, I come back out to the kitchen and I notice, hold on a second. Her car is still sitting there. She drove up. The car is still sitting there. Then I see something I've never seen before from world's laziest boy. Seriously. He's going through the garage. I say, because now, you know, the garage is my domain.
Yeah.
Everything in its place and every place its thing. I mean, it's, I know where everything is. I'm like, can I help you? That's why I open the garage door and I go, I see him scrounging and I go, can I help you? And he says, yes, her tire pressure is low. Where's the
yeah.
And I said, it's over there in the corner. He said, yeah, I better, and then he says, I guess I better get the extension cords. I'm like, standing there going, hold on a second. I didn't say this, but I'm thinking to myself.
You're getting these yourself?
You're going to do this, and you're going to go outside, and you're going, and it's like 100 degrees outside, and you're not going to complain about doing this. So he, you know, methodically goes through. I mean, you know, this is why my expectations are very low.
Right. Sure.
I mean, he's changed, and right.
He's grown up.
Not to make it like it's a big deal, but I come out at one point, and he's actually slightly offended that I'm out there.
Sure.
I come out. I go,
can handle this, Dad.
Yeah, that was it. Because I came out with this thing, this little, the, you know, sometimes you get junk at Christmas,
right?
And you get it, and it's like, ugh, what a piece of crap. Well, one year somebody got me this thing. It's a talking tire gauge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Those are great.
And yeah, you put it in, and it says PSI 32.
It's kind of cool.
So I came out with a little toy, right? And he's like, Dad, I've got it covered. I've got it covered, Dad. It's at 12 right now. It's very low, but I'll get it up. So I said, oh, okay. And I went over with my little toy, put my little toy in, and it says, PSI 13. I said, aha. See? 13.
You thought it was 12. It's really 13. 13. See, I've got this better toy.
13, not 12. And I said, do you need a hand? And he said, no, I don't. Oh. And then I stood,
everything's under control.
Then I stood inside the kitchen, and I swear to God, I had a moment. I had a real moment where I don't know where Frida was, but really I was just standing in my kitchen, and I was just thinking to myself, wherever she is, she's got me laughing her ass off because I'm watching him outside. Hustle, like Johnny on the Spot.
Right.
He's like a service attendant, like from the 1950s at a gas station.
He's being the man. He's taking care of his lady.
He might as well have had a goddamn white outfit on and one of those little white paper hats, a little bow tie. He's out there. He's got the wheel going. And then I'm noticing the extension cords.
Uh-huh.
He is taking the time to actually wrap them up.
Winding them neatly,
putting them back on the racks where they go, putting everything back. Right. I mean, I stood there. Now, I'm laughing.
Yeah.
I'm laughing like, this is science fiction.
Right?
Yeah. Who are you?
Who are these people?
Where is my son?
What is the young lady doing during all of this? Is she getting ready to go or something like that?
She's sitting in the car.
Mm-hmm.
She's just sitting in the car.
Right.
She should.
That's good. So it's, he's doing the whole manly man thing.
And then, you know, God forbid he would do this with his own car. It's like, I see them still sitting outside, even right. after he's fixed the tire and he's put all the stuff away. They're still outside. So I walk out and I go, you know, he's got to love this too. They're just sitting there. I'm like, this on the window of the car. Hey, hi, window down. He's looking at me like, what's your problem, dude? Window goes down. I go, hey, I stick my head in. How you guys doing? Notice you're still here. I said, yeah, Dad, I'm just cleaning out her car. And again, I know I said the wrong thing. I'm like, oh, wait, hold on a second. I got to see this. You are cleaning out a car. You're going to, let me see you do it. He's like, ah, will you stop it?
Something you have never done before.
You need to contain your surprise.
It was funny. It was funny. It's great. I love having him back at home, even though he's only going to be here for a couple days. Let me see if there's a chance I can get him just to say hello. So I know a lot of people listening be curious to know how he's
doing.
Well,
what is the feeling like? You're proud of him? You're this transformation? Oh, no. You're happy? I'm
extremely
sure.
proud of him. He's fantastic. Hello? Hey, hola.
Hey, what's up, Pop?
Hola, I was just talking about you and talking about waking you guys up this morning. And,
yeah.
Talking about how, you know, I'm not used to seeing the guy that was out there today fixing that tire.
Well, why not?
Well, because it's never happened before. I mean,
I've never run low on air in my tire.
Well, I do believe before, or in previous incarnations, if you had run out of air in the tire, I cannot imagine the situation. I'm trying to give you a compliment, Barney, where you would not. I'm trying not to be like that, you know, like the Meet the Fockers
your
guy.
Your father
that
says he was impressed with your energy level.
Right. Thank you, Mike.
While I do appreciate that compliment, it also definitely carries a negative connotation of previous actions.
Yeah, he is. You know what? You can't pull anything over on him right now.
It does, but take it as a compliment. Take
all
it as
right,
a compliment.
Fine. Jesus, it's a compliment.
Jesus, Mouse, it's a compliment.
Welcome home, Bart.
Yeah, it's great having you back. It's great having you back. And I just wanted to call you for a second, because I know a lot of people are listening and wondering how you're doing. Yep. And the answer is you're doing great, correct?
Correct.
You know, I mean, that's good. What I hear most times. Either, as a matter of fact, I'm so used to him saying, you know, either fantastic or awesome or something. Mm-hmm. Well, today, right before they were ready to go out and go do what they were doing, I said, you know, how you doing? He's okay. I'm like, what's the problem? You know, Mr. Alarmist.
Right.
What's the problem? Everything's not absolutely perfect. But no, he's doing great.
And the tire got inflated.
Yes, it did.
All right, Mr. Man. Well, that's it. Have a good weekend. I'll see you this weekend when I see you. I know you'll be around for a while.
Right.
Okay. And you know that offer stays open. If you would like, I would love to have you guys for dinner tonight. I know you're busy.
Yeah, I'm probably busy, but I'd like to.
Yeah. So, Marty, I'm just busting your balls.
Go ahead and give me a call closer to the actual time. Right. We'll see what happens.
Marty, I'm busting your balls. Have a good time, son. I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's cool. Bust my balls and then don't even let me try to make it better. No, really, that's what I was looking for.
No, hold on. I'm kidding you because I know you got a big day and a big weekend planned. What did I say to you before you left the house today? I said, if your cats want to come back before you go out tonight, I'd do some grilling. I'd be glad to do some grilling. I mean, no pressure. I'm just kidding you. I know you got your own thing going on.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
You still have the Larry the Cable Guy lighter?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It says get her done when you open it up.
Wow. Do you have it right there with you?
Yeah.
Could you play it on the phone?
Let me get it. It's in my pocket. Right. Here we go.
That can't be a far trip.
Get it in.
You got to hold it just a little farther away from your phone, buddy.
All right.
Perfect. Ah, it's always nice to bring those souvenirs back from the South, isn't it?
That was another beautiful moment with Bart's female friend in the car. Right before they pulled away, he showed me this thing, and he said, I bought it in South Carolina.
Sure.
And I said, no S. And she's from South Carolina.
Oh,
so
really?
She's a
South Carolina native?
Is she, Bart?
What?
Bart, your friend, who's a girl...
I didn't hear a friend. If that's her voice, it's very low voice.
Is she from South Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And the other guy would be your buddy Kyle, right?
Yeah, well, me, Kyle, and her are all downtown right now.
All right.
Enjoy.
Well, have a good, safe weekend. I sure do love you, bud. And you know, I'm so
always.
I know that I'm so glad you're back at home.
Have a great weekend. I love you.
Love you too.
All right, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Anyway, there he is. He's a pretty great kid.
Very good.
Pretty great kid.
Glad to have him back.
Down there getting it done.
Get her done.
Getting it done in his old bedroom.
Yeah. You know? Well, she is. I'm sure she understood. Oh.
Getting it done.
I'm sure that, yeah.
Don't focus on that.
You know, I sit there and because of the age difference between your kids and my kids, I look to you and the whole thing of having a son as opposed to having daughters. You know,
well, I have a daughter as well.
It's a much different.
I didn't know her until after she was married to three kids.
With three kids. It's a much different situation. I don't know if the progressive rule applies to the daughters, fathers of daughters. It's a little different, you know.
Well, here's the thing.
It doesn't, does it, Rob?
No, never.
You probably could say don't stay in the same room, but
I don't know.
Unless you want to stay up all night. I mean, and besides.
You know, I don't know. You do have to be aware of reality, and if you trust your kids and you raise them
They're 21.
Yeah.
They're 21.
21.
Look at those parents in the story we had yesterday about letting their 17-year-old daughter date the 29-year-old teacher. The parents gave their blessing to that. That's progressive.
Seriously, what I would give my blessing to in that circumstance?
Yeah.
I would give my blessing to a Beretta shotgun.
There you go.
I think that's
more normal. Yeah.
I probably would.
Anyway, it's very nice to have him home. And thank you for letting me share that with ye.
It's very nice, and he is a great kid. We all know that, and we're all lucky to know him.
So there you go. So he's back, and we got a break. But we come back, I know, and all the phones are ringing, so we'll take calls and... Oh, God. Drunk Chad?
No.
Oh, well, it's Friday.
Is he banned?
Yes.
Now, hold on. Just don't summarily say that.
I recall him being banned.
Right. If Rob could, he would ban all the callers.
No, just this one.
I think Rob might be right.
You know, we've had a lot of drunks call the show, though, recently. I don't know. Did this guy get under our skin? Are these phones even set up for the... There we go.
Hi, Drunk Chad.
Drunk Chad?
Hey. All I need, dude, is your shipping address. Rob, I'm actually buying you a present right now.
What is that, sir?
Oh, it's a secret.
Yeah, I bet it's a secret.
Yeah.
I bet it's something evil.
A broken cross on it.
It's the crocus.
The crooked cross the Nazis blew the hammer and the sickle to.
Give us the gift of solitude.
What, Drunk Chad?
It's coming from New Zealand, so it's going to take a couple days.
New Zealand. Chad, are you drinking today?
Yeah.
What was that? What was that racket?
That was my... Bottle.
Your bottle.
What are you enjoying today, Chad?
Coors.
Coors Light?
No.
Regular Coors? Anything harder?
Nope, just a lot of beer.
Hey, tell me something. Is this all hype, Chad, with these commercials I see with these beer cans that keep it cooler?
Yeah, it says a Frost Brew Liner.
Yeah, that's what we're talking. That's exactly what he was talking about.
How does it work?
I don't know. I drink them warm or cold.
Warm or cold, they're fine with you, right, Chad?
Yep.
Hey,
I just need your address.
Really? You sound actually like you're not drunk, Chad. You sound serious.
How many have you had today?
Eight, maybe.
Eight. Chad, can I ask you a question?
Keep in mind, it's almost 1 o'clock out in Sacramento where he is.
Chad, let me ask you a question. Why so mellow?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I'm sorry about that.
Well, no, you do not sound like yourself.
Frankly, Chad, listen, may I explain to you something very quickly, son? You're a nice enough caller. This is a little area that Mike and I like to call show business, and they call it show business for a reason.
That's correct.
You don't have friends. It's a business. And frankly, we've had other drunks that have called in and have stepped up and offered much more than you. If this is the best you can do...
You're not lively enough, Chad.
Then until such time as you are willing to be drunk and truly step up and give us your A game...
Where's the cackling, giggling...
Nothing about that right now.
Where are the knock-knock jokes? Where are the knock-knock jokes? Where's the non-stop non-sequiturs?
Okay, I'll call back in 45 minutes. How about that?
See, now, you know why? You know, he's sincere. He's got to wait 45 minutes. You know why? Because he's gonna pound a few.
Get the sauce. Yeah,
that's exactly what it's all about.
How many can you drink in 45 minutes?
Oh, no. What do you want me to do? Hold on, let me go to my liquor. I have a lighted liquor cabinet. What do you want me?
Chad.
Hold on.
Yes. Chad.
Yeah.
You know what to do in 45 minutes.
What's the
cognac.
Best?
Cognac.
Very good.
Right out of the bottle, Chad.
Absent.
You mainline some of that yak and call us back, Chad.
45 minutes.
Okay, I'll be waiting. I guess you'll be waiting.
Yeah, you'll be drinking. We'll be waiting.
We'll stop the show until you call back.
Cannot wait, Chad.
And don't forget, Jägermeister is always good.
Oh, that's in the freezer. Hold on a minute.
It's in the freezer. Well, you know he's serious.
Goes with everything.
Goodbye.
Bye, Chad.
Bye, drunk Chad. And Rob just keeps writing down. Either you're a fan of the roll-on antiperspirant ban, or you,
verb,
you want him banned.
Banned.
Okay, banned.
He's not in the book, is he, Rob?
Not yet.
No, he's not.
In a thin line.
He sure is.
Rob's body language.
You hate him.
Rob's sitting over there like the thinker.
He wasn't vigorous.
The Punisher. Rob Spiewak is the Punisher.
You tell him, Captain, no button. I'm not strap on.
And what's your line again?
Oh, after I love you, I have to hit you.
We got a break. We'll be right back, Fred.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's just a job, really. You know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically incorrect?
Well, the hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean...
We got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good... We don't bust his chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
What, they keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline, and he can run back and forth, and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossomed.
The Don and Mike Show. And if you listen to them, you owe them Don and Mike.
That's right. Welcome back to the Fest of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Archer, with you on this fine, fine Tuesday afternoon. And, well, we've had a little bit of something about Mary and a little bit of our good friend Merrill Howard.
Oh!
And that means that it's... time for Charlie and a Charlie interview on the Best of Don and Mike.
Charlie?
How's everybody?
We have the Charlie interview today.
My name is Charlie, and it's time for the Charlie interview.
Charlie, do you like gelato?
What?
Do you like gelato?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's kind of like...
No, I don't.
It's kind of like Italian ice.
I don't know
ice.
What it is.
It's kind of like Italian ice.
No, what's
it's
that?
It's kind of ice creamy.
Ice cream?
It's kind of like ice cream.
What do you mean kind of?
Have you ever been in an Italian restaurant and they brought you something called gelato?
I've been in an Italian restaurant.
Okay.
Tony's.
Tony's?
Tony's Pizza.
Uh-huh. Tony's Pizza. What about the Olive Garden?
No.
Why?
No, I don't like that. Oh. No, they got all the sauce and stuff. I like pizza. I like tomato sauce, and I like pizza. And I like Chef Boyardee spaghetti.
Okay.
I really do.
Gelato.
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 It's gelato, good boy.
Also kind of like a Jell-O mold, isn't it, Buzz? I mean,
I think it's more of a cross between a snow cone and ice cream.
No, it's ice cream with more milk fat in it.
You boys don't even know what it is.
No, you're right.
How am I supposed to do the interview?
Well, I thought it was Italian ice.
No, it's like ice cream. The gentleman will explain.
I like ice cream.
You will like gelato.
Rocky Road. That's from my favorite movie, Goonies.
Before we start, Rob, what is the setup for Charlie on this interview?
This is a travel agent that will allow you to bike through Italy and eat gelato as you go.
I don't know if I can do this interview.
So you bike through Italy and you eat ice cream?
Yeah.
On a bicycle?
Yeah.
Well, I got one of those.
With a big front wheel.
I got a big one.
Okay, you ready?
No, I don't have a big front wheel. I got two wheels that are the same size, Rob.
Stand by to give us your best announcer. And welcome to the Charlie Show.
Am I going
to
get the announcer part, too?
And you ready?
All right, good.
Here we go. And...
live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's the Charlie Show with your host, Charlie Stuang-Stabilat. Now, here's Charlie.
Hello. My name's Charlie Stuang-Stabilat. Welcome to the Charlie Interview Show. How you doing today? Today we're going to be talking about...
gelato. Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Today we're going to be talking about Italian ice cream. It's called gelato.
And the guy's name is Joe... Joe Lucheson.
Hello.
His website is bikeinitaly.com.
Is he on?
Yes, he's on.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Hello there.
Welcome to the Charlie interview. How are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
We're going to talk about ice cream.
All right.
Tell me all about your favorite ice cream, Joe.
My favorite is chocolate hazelnut. It's,
Yeah! Oh, gross! You don't put hazelnuts in ice cream!
Oh, come on! Italians do.
What?
The Italians certainly do. You know how crazy they are.
But why is their ice cream different from ours? Why don't... Joe, I have a question for you.
Yes, Charlie.
Why don't they just call it ice cream?
Well, you know, they never do anything simple over there, right?
But Joe, I got to tell you something. There's Jell-O and there's ice cream. You can't put the two together. It doesn't work.
Now, Charlie, you realize that this guy's come on, excuse me there, Joe, is that he wants someone to pay.
Rob Spiewak told me that Mr. Mussolini enjoyed gelato. He ate it during WW2.
Like a $4,000 or something like that to go to Italy, to ride bikes around it and eat ice cream.
Gelato.
It rhymes with one of Rob's favorite words. Have you heard Rob say that word before? Mulatto.
Mulatto! I've heard Mr. Spiewak say that one all the time.
That would have been my guess.
What does it taste like? What does gelato taste like, Joe?
Gelato tastes like, if you could imagine, the best thing on earth.
The best thing on earth is pizza. The best thing on earth is pizza.
Charlie, you have
Domino's cheese.
You have some callers. Would you like to take a caller?
Yes, I would.
Oh, good.
Hello. This is the Charlie interview.
Is this Charlie's interview?
Is this Tom?
No.
Tom.
It's George.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Charlie.
What do you want, Tom?
I like to talk to Charlie.
Tom, I'm doing an interview and you're talking like me.
I am.
This is the way I talk, Tom.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Charlie.
Why are you talking like that? Stop it, Tom.
Charlie.
Stop it, Charlie.
Pay attention to your guest.
Joe.
Charlie.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I'm real sorry. This is my friend, Tom.
Hey there, Tom.
Tom, say hi to Joe.
Hi, Joe.
What's up, Tom?
What's going on, man?
Tom, we're talking ice cream here.
Tom is like me. He's special.
I'm special like Charlie.
Tom, I don't have time to talk to you right
now. He's mildly retardist.
Watch it. Yeah.
Come on, stop playing that.
Yeah, stop playing that.
Say hi to Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Say bye to Joe.
No.
Yes.
Don't you think that gelato tastes a little like custard?
Hey, you know what gelato tastes like?
You've never had gelato, Tom.
Yes, I have.
You have not.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
You know what gelato is?
You don't know what it is.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh, you better watch it.
No, you don't, Tom.
Yes, I do know what it is.
You don't, Tom.
I know what it is.
Why do you like me so much?
You know what it is, don't you?
What? What is it?
It's shredded up liver and onion.
Joe, tell him that's not true.
No way.
Tom?
Oh, dear.
Tom, spell Italy.
Hercules?
No, Italy, the country Italy.
Give me another country.
Okay, how about...
All right, spell Siam.
No.
Oh, what's the King and I?
Give me another one.
All right, try...
United States of America.
No, come on. Try Iraq.
No, try me another one.
Okay, try me another one.
Iraq.
Iraq, A-R-C-K-E-Y.
Wrong.
Right.
You're wrong.
I love that, Charlie.
Shut up, Tom.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha yourself.
I should reset that you're listening to the Charlie interview.
That's right.
Charlie is, of course, taking calls from
Joe.
From Tom.
We're talking with Joe. Luke Lucheson. And Joe's talking on about gelato. Tell us some of the flavors. Hey, Joe, I don't want to talk to Tom no more.
Okay.
Right.
Get off the phone, Tom.
I'm off the phone.
Don't make fun of me.
He's mildly retarded.
Hey,
what? Tom still has his training wheels on.
Hey, Charlie.
What?
I know you guys are going to.
Where?
The old
WARW Studios in Rockville, Maryland.
You're right, Tom. We are.
Am I invited?
No, not if you use that voice.
Bye, Tom.
Hey, Don.
Say goodbye.
What, Tom?
Am I invited to the new studio?
Say goodbye.
Sure.
It's
bye,
my
Tom.
Segment.
Bye, Tom.
Bye, Charlie.
Ass. Sorry, Joe.
Hey, no problem.
Okay, Joe, we're talking about gelato, and you're going to ride bikes and eat gelato in Italy, right?
We're going to ride bikes, eat gelato,
okay,
and
Joe,
eat gelato, and we're going to talk about Charlie.
Okay, good. Here's what I want to do. All right, you got gelato in different flavors, right?
All different
flavors. Okay, what I want you to do is you're going to list the gelatos, and I'm going to tell you whether I like them or not.
Okay, sounds good.
This is going to be a great game and really interesting for our listening friends. Are you ready?
Yeah, we'll start out with the easy ones.
All right, list them first.
Okay. How about chocolate?
Good.
How about tiramisu?
Huh?
Tiramisu.
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 Yeah.
No, because I don't know what it is. Sounds like cheese. Has it got cheese in it?
Little bit. Mascarpone cheese.
Yeah. Okay, no. Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going. No.
Lemon. Lemon.
Nah, not really. I like lemon drops. I don't like lemon in my ice cream.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. Go.
Hey, how about, this is a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Stracciatella.
Huh?
You didn't know you were going to get an Italian lesson today.
I'm allergic to codeine.
Well, then you wouldn't want that.
Scratch that one with the big word. Don't like that.
Okay. How about nocciola? Hazelnut.
Hazelnut.
No, we said that before. No, I don't like that. So I got one finger up, Joe. I got one finger up, and that's for chocolate. That's for chocolate, which is great. Everyone likes chocolate.
About cherry.
Cherry like flavor or cherry in? Don't give me a thumbs up, Rob. Mr. Spiewak says I should say yes to cherry. Okay, Rob.
I would have.
Okay, Rob. I'm saying yes to cherry.
Hey, Charlie.
That's two, Joe. We're not batting real good.
Hey, Charlie. Charlie.
Yes, Don.
Have you ever popped a cherry?
Oh, you told me what that means.
If you're the first.
Joe, you know what he's talking about?
I might have a little idea, but you tell me. Tell me.
Okay, I'll do it the best I can. Down there, there's a thing, and if it breaks, that is really dirty. That is so dirty, Don. We're talking about ice cream.
That's
you're
what you call.
You're talking sex talk.
That's what you call popping a cherry.
You're talking sex talk right now.
And, Charlie, what does it mean when you
Don's talking sex talk.
What does it mean when you see a girl at the bar who can take a cherry and put it in her mouth?
Oh, I remember.
And she can tie the stem in a knot with her tongue.
Hey,
what does that mean, Charlie?
Mr. Geronimo told me any girl that can do that with her mouth is a slut.
That's right.
And let's listen more gelato.
And a pump.
And a pump. Pump's a bad girl.
Do you find that, Joe?
That'll be my secret.
Your secret, but you like gelato.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of bike do you have?
What kind or what brand?
What brand? Kind.
Brand
is brand. Same thing, Joe. Duh.
Bianchi.
Huh?
Bianchi.
All these big words with, like, all these Italian words.
That's right. Hey,
is there a Bianchi?
When in Rome, right?
Is there a Bianchi gelato?
For you, we'd make one.
Okay, so we got cherry and chocolate. That's it.
That's it.
I'm not good with anything else. How about banana?
What?
Banana. You
banana.
Know, it's the fruit that goes on a tree.
Hey, Charlie, guess what's on TV tonight?
What's on?
I think it's on at 9 o'clock.
Oh,
hold on.
Something
deal
you like?
Deal or
no
deal?
Joe, Lucasen.
Charlie.
Yes.
Tonight.
You called me.
Oh.
9 o'clock.
Let's do that game, Don. Look, he's doing the game with me. Watch this, Joe.
Charlie.
Joe.
Marco.
Paulo. I like you, Joe. I like you. I really like you.
Also tonight, Charlie. So you think you can dance?
No, that sucks. Huh. I hate that show. Anyway. I told the guys they should run Deal or No Deal. Hey, Joe, have you ever watched Howie Mandel on Deal or No Deal?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, it's so good. He takes all these pretty ladies, they've got cases, and then they try to guess how much money's in. And Howie talks to this really, like, super powerful guy that's up in this room, and you can't even see him because he's such a big shot. And then he says, Deal or No Deal. You like that?
man.
We
no,
played Marco Polo. We played Marco Polo at the orphanage until the fire.
Oh.
Yeah, my orphanage had a fire.
Hey, Charlie, aren't you sad about Katie Couric leaving the Today Show?
I'm sad about the fire.
Yeah. Don't remember the fire.
I'm sad about the fire.
Come on now.
I set the fire.
Yes.
No, I didn't. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
What's your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show.
Don't answer a question with a question, Joe. Duh.
Lost.
What is it?
Lost.
Lost. Oh, that's so... It's so stupid. It's so stupid. They're like on a plane and it crashes and then all sorts of crazy things happen. I like Deal or No Deal.
What else do you like?
The Apprentice. You're fired. That's it.
So did you like According to Jim?
Not as much as I used to.
Huh.
It got too wordy.
What about King of Queens?
King of Queens is the best comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It is the best comedy and anything on UPN. Anything. Look. I'll go right now. I'm going to get the paper out. Hey, Joe. Joe.
Yes, sir.
No. What do you say when I say Joe?
Charlie.
Joe.
Charlie.
Let me get it out. Hold on.
Keep you listening. That Charlie's
where not... is it? Can't find it.
Charlie, what are you
doing? I don't have the TV guy. Where's my goddamn TV guy?
Charlie.
Oh, I spilled my water now.
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, S.
Easy on the swears.
Where's my God? Jesus Christ.
Charlie.
Oh, right. Here it is. Okay. Look at going right to UPN. You ready?
Yeah.
My Baby's Daddy. Funny. That's a funny movie. Have you ever seen it?
It's got the guy from Kangaroo Jack, doesn't it?
Does it?
He is the best. Kangaroo Jack. Did you see Kangaroo Jack, Joe?
Who?
Kangaroo Jack, the movie.
Tell them about the movie, Charlie.
This is the best movie. You got to watch it. They have it on those little things you buy, the DVDs.
Yes.
You put it in the machine. Yeah. What's so funny about that, ass? Rob?
Easy on the swears, Charlie.
I just felt like it today.
Uh-huh.
So, Kangaroo Jack steals this important thing that they have to find, and he's a kangaroo, and he can talk. And it's so funny. You'd love it. How about you take Kangaroo Jack to Italy? Joe?
Hey, he's been with me. I've already taken him to Italy.
You are just about out of time, Charlie.
Wrap up?
Yep,
okay.
Wrap it up, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to my friend Joe, who's going to bicycle to different gelato places to buy gelato, which for those of you that don't know is ice cream in Italian. And I've enjoyed your time. I wish we had more time, but the time is past. So that's the time we have, Joe.
Okay, Charlie, enjoy that cherry flavor.
Don't forget, Joe's website is bikeinitaly.com. Joe, I love you. Thank you for being on the Charlie interview.
Right back at you, man.
Can you say I love you, Charlie?
Love you, Charlie.
I get it's a success. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Hold on just a moment. Let's see how it went.
Six Flags. Six Flags guy.
Uh-huh.
Good, yeah, you were great, and Charlie really liked it. He was really wound up today.
I was.
But
it's been a long time. It's been a long time since I felt well.
Really?
Whoa, really?
Yeah, I've been feeling a little suspect lately.
Suspect?
Feeling better now.
You look peaked.
Well, yeah, I was rough last week. Christ.
Wow.
Wow. I learned some dirty words from Mr. Ottinger.
Uh-huh.
He said, when you're really upset, you say that. Did that sound cool? Bad fire.
Oh, yeah. Again, we're back to that.
Yeah, at the orphanage.
You set the fire.
And Our Lady of the Worthless Miracle.
You set the fire.
September 52.
You set the fire, didn't
no
you, Charlie?
No one was to blame.
Charlie, who set the fire?
And Our Lady of the Worthless Miracle.
Who set the fire? It's okay, because who took your temperature too many times? Who took your temperature too many times?
At the orphanage?
Yeah. Who did it? Who said? Who was it?
A man that I know, and he's back around now, and I don't want to talk about him, because you're making me feel really uptight about that, if you're going to bring that up.
He happens to be the only man that escaped that fire. What is his name?
With me.
What is his name?
He's older than me.
Yeah. What is his name?
The gas oven was faulty. I hated him and his red hair.
God.
How many senseless deaths happened because you burned down that orphanage?
I was upset.
How many people, Charlie?
We had about 7,000, 8,000.
What?
Wow.
I don't know numbers good.
A big school.
I don't know numbers good. I don't do numbers good. I don't know.
Might not have been that many.
Matthew survived, but now he's half a man. Half a man. But he is so excited. He got a new toy.
What's that?
A super-powered rascal. 4 batteries.
Oh.
He flies.
Brother Matthew.
Mm-hmm. He says hi. But he says as best he can. Kind of more like,
all right, Charlie.
Murdon. Going to see Dawn today, Matthew. Magic was Murdon. Matthew battles the affliction. He got it real bad.
Yeah, he do.
He'll do okay, though.
Yeah?
He'll come down with something. He come down with something permanent.
Did you hear Jessica laugh?
No.
Yep.
Yeah. Jessica with the boobs?
Jessica Rabbit, right.
Oh,
she's going.
She was
going
to be... You know, Mr. Ottinger told me that I could...
Bang her.
Yes.
Right.
I didn't say it. You did. You said it, but I never got a chance. Where'd she go?
She went to Norfolk.
Well, she sent me an email. It doesn't matter. I don't have a computer.
Right.
I don't even have a stove.
Right.
I got a room.
The final.
And a bed. Man, Christ, I loved her knockers.
How old are you, Charlie?
I'm about 63.
How old is he, Rob?
No.
65.
Right.
65, the age of retirement.
You'll be 66 on December 13th.
But Mr. Hughes said, I'm going to work you till you're dead. Paint these walls. Clean these gutters.
Well, I believe the statute of limitations of you burning down your orphanage.
Very bad.
So you should just admit it now that you did it. You set the fire.
I did.
You did.
Long time ago. Doesn't matter. Back in the 50s. I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody. Didn't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of. I was angry.
Angry.
Someone said to me one time, I'm filled with anger. Filled with anger. All the time. Charlie, you are filled with anger. What's wrong with you? I said, look at my brother I got to take care of every day. He's got an affliction.
Yeah.
That's a pain. Why are you laughing? Come on.
Can I pull a Tom on you?
What's that?
Can you spell affliction?
Yes.
Go.
A.
Yeah.
F.
Mm-hmm.
F.
Mm-hmm.
L-I-C. T-I-O-N.
Wow.
There we
are. Very good.
What do you think of that? I don't have that same thing he's got. Give me another one.
Spell Italy.
I-T-A-L-Y.
Spell gelato.
That's no fair. I just learned that one today. All right. J-E-L-L.
G-E-L-A-T-O.
I'm not as good a spitter as I am an arsonist.
Clearly.
Spell arson.
A-R-S-O-N. Yep. We know.
We do.
I tell Rob my secrets. All of them.
Spell spaz.
Which way?
Both ways.
Okay, there are two ways.
Okay.
There's the simple way,
yeah.
S-P-A-Z,
right.
Spaz,
yeah.
And then there's the S-P-A-Z-Z-Z, spaz. I was called it all my life.
Spell Mongo.
How about this? Get on the bus, spaz.
Spell Mongo.
M-O-N-G-O.
One more. Window licker.
W-I-N-D-O-W. L-I-C-K-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Window licker.
Brilliant. Charlie.
I love spelling. I was always good at it.
Very good at it.
Terrible at math. Very good at spelling.
I bet you won't be able to get through this one. Last one. Spell vagina.
I know this one.
I know you do, but I know that you also get
Mr.
very
Norman
nervous.
Gave me a book.
Oh, oh good.
You get very
He gave
nervous.
Me one of his special books.
The word is vagina.
Mm.
And I know that you start to get a little kooky when you think about it.
Oh, Charlie. I can get through this.
I don't know what part of the body it is now. It had a diagram.
Yeah, the daisy.
V-A-C-H-I-N-A. Vagina. No?
No.
Charlie, get it wrong?
That's absolutely right, Charlie.
Charlie, screw up?
Vagina. Vagina. That's going to be the name of my new Chinese restaurant.
Vagina.
Welcome to Vagina.
Vagina. Enjoy, China. Everyone. By the way, the windows in your green room are delicious.
Thank you, Charlie.
I licked them all. Thanks, boys.
Wow. Bye, Charlie.
He was wound up today.
Jesus. Been a long time.
The deal with him.
Been a long time.
He loves it when Tom calls.
Yeah, I know. Wow. That poor schmuck on the phones.
Boy, it's very interesting today.
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The actual retail price for the barbecue is $6.29. Jamie wins the barbecue. Gentlemen, is there anything lying around backstage that we might offer Jamie?
Well, we have a new coffee pot and a beautiful armoire.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
That's right. It's the best of Don and Mike, and that's Mr. Bob Barker on that tape, and that means it's time for a game on the best of Don and Mike.
Callers are now standing by.
Good.
Let's get to
cell phone toss.
Or whatever. Whatever it is.
Catch toss.
How about we call it whatever?
How about cell phone whatever? Or just simply whatever.
How about whatever?
I think whatever's a good name for a lot of the stuff on this show. Whatever. All right, so the deal is that you've got a cell phone, and you've got a friend, and you're going to throw the phone back and forth. You're very far apart, and finally the phone doesn't work, or you drop it, and Mike's world it breaks, and you put out an eye, and Mike is now drawing martini glass. Where's that tape?
They're like 5 seconds ahead.
Hello there, turn off your radio, please. We're not 5 seconds ahead, we're way behind. Hello?
Yeah, you won't hear us until...
Are you, hello?
Yeah, yes,
we're talking to
pay
you.
Pay attention to the phone.
Are we talking the phone now?
Hold on. Slow down, friend. What's your name? Any idea?
My name is Luke.
Luke, where are you from?
I'm from Sacramento.
All right, Luke, who are you going to be tossing the phone with, Luke?
I'm going to be throwing the phone down the hallway to my sister.
How many paces are you apart right now?
We're good. What did we say? 12, 15 feet.
No, hold on. Already, Luke, you have failed to listen to the instructions.
Luke, what we're going to... First of all, we did ask that you go to a backyard area.
A backyard? You want us to go outside?
Please.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Go outside.
Okay. Go in the backyard.
Learn to listen.
And
all right.
What you want to do is stand back.
Down there.
Stand... Hold on.
Luke, I need you to calm down a little bit.
Luke, you got to stand back to back with Steph. With
back to
Stephanie.
Back.
Stand back to back like you're going to have a duel.
And then you each walk 5 paces.
5 paces.
Count them off.
Back to back, you each walk.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now tell her to say hello to you.
Yeah, she's...
Tell her to say hello to you.
She's down to 5.
Tell her to say hello.
Hello.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
Now, please to be tossing the phone to Stephanie. If she drops it, you're a big loser.
All right, here we go.
1, 2, 3, go.
Here we go. Hello?
Hi. Sound like it might have been a drop and then a pickup.
Maybe it was.
Did you drop it, Stephanie?
Yeah, no, I didn't drop it. I caught it.
Yeah,
I pressed the button.
The fumble.
All right, Stephanie?
Yeah.
Both you and Luke take 5 additional steps backwards, please.
Okay. Yell down to Luke and tell him to do that.
Luke, you got to take 5 more steps backwards.
And let's hear you count them off, please, Stephanie.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now yell to Luke and let him yell back so we can hear where he is.
Hey, Luke, did you yell back 5?
5.
Yeah,
okay.
There he is.
All right. Now, what you want to do is, I would recommend underhand.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking really if this is going to work with the honor system, because I think if it lands and they don't catch it, it might hang the phone up.
That might. I don't know. The talk number? Okay.
So let's see what happens.
Well, they got to catch it.
I mean, they got to catch it.
Ideally, it should be like an outfielder diving after the ball where you're just cradling.
Both hands.
Or a wide receiver, on the sidelines.
Yeah, we practice it, so.
You practice it. Okay. Yeah, if he drops it, you lose.
Nothing to worry about.
You should be 20 paces apart. Go ahead, Stephanie. Throw the phone back to Luke.
Okay, Luke, I'm throwing it back. Okay, just a second. Okay, here you go. 1, 2, 3. Here you go.
Hello? Now, why did she react like that, Luke?
I caught it.
Why the screaming?
Because I caught it.
Ah.
You didn't drop it for a minute? Man, it sounds like you caught it.
I didn't drop it. The neighbors are out here laughing at us.
Okay.
Because we look pretty retarded.
Don, five more paces for each of them?
Yeah, please. Please.
Tell your sister to take five paces backwards.
It doesn't sound to me like they're outside.
All right. You know what? We're going to have to go.
Sounds to me like we're getting a BS parade here. Beyond what? BS parade.
There is an echo. Your crap detector going off?
Yeah.
All right. We're going five paces back. We're going down to the parking lot now.
I'm going down to the parking lot?
Yeah, so we can get all the way back.
Your scenario, Mike.
Let him.
Go back. More.
Back. All right, let's hear your sister so we can hear how far away she is.
All right, say hello.
All right, good.
It's further away.
All right. Throw it.
Is that far enough?
Yep.
All right, this is probably going to break the phone, but all right, here we go.
Oh, crap detector.
Here we go.
Hello?
Did you catch it?
Yeah, I caught it.
Tell the truth.
What?
Did you really catch it?
Yeah, I caught it.
Sounded like you dropped it.
No, I hit my hand out hard.
You what?
I hit real hard.
I hit my hand out hard.
Okay, move back five more paces.
Oh, my God, five more paces. Okay, five more paces.
And have your boyfriend do the same.
It's my brother, not my boyfriend, okay?
Well, Sacramento.
Five more paces. Okay, one, two.
Eventually, we'll have them 2 miles apart.
This isn't going to work.
All right, let's hear Luke. Tell Luke to shout back.
See, eventually,
you got to step back five more paces, too.
What you're going to do, my love, is find the gold standard that others will be judged by who come after you.
Has anybody been keeping track of the paces?
They should be. It was.
Hey, brain.
Yeah.
They started at five and five and
40 paces apart.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
All right, Stephanie, we're ready. Go ahead. Throw the phone back at Luke.
Okay, Luke, I'm gonna throw it. Okay, one, two, three.
Success.
That phone is history.
Seems to me the phone has been destroyed.
Well, I take back the thing about the crap detector.
Hold on, I heard something.
What, Robbie?
Sounds like he's trying to work the phone.
Gold standard stays at 30.
And then I sat and really worked it.
So 30 paces is so far, that's what you have to shoot for, I think. But actually, but if they get to 40 and they catch it, they're going to win.
Right. Line just checked out. Let's try this one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Who is this, please?
Chris and Rachel.
Chris and Rachel, where are you cats from?
We're from Annapolis, Maryland.
Okay, beautiful. Are you
got
guys
a big backyard to do this?
Yeah, we're in the backyard.
All right, good. What I need you to do is get Rachel right behind you, standing back-to-back.
And when she's back-to-back with you, say hi to her and let her say hi, not right on the phone, but so we can hear how close she is.
Hi, Rachel.
Okay, now, five paces apart, please, each. Go.
One, two, three, four, five.
Now, hopefully she's doing the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does.
Say hi to Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Okay, now,
10 paces.
Throw the phone to her.
One, two, three, go.
Okay, one, two, three, go.
I caught it.
Yeah, all right, I believe her.
Yay. Good job, Rachel.
All right, Rachel, now, please move back five more paces if we could hear you. Count them off and have your brother?
It's my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend.
Your boyfriend.
All right, both of you, five more paces backward.
And let's hear you count them off, please.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five.
Say hi to Chris.
Hi.
Hey.
All right. Sounds like their part.
Let her go. Let her go, Rachel.
Ready? Oh, my God. I can't do this.
Got it.
Hey.
Got it now.
Nice catch.
Now,
five more paces each.
Chris.
Yeah.
Count them off. You go back five and have Rachel go back five. Count them off live, please.
All right. One, two, three, four, five.
Now, holler down to Rachel.
Hey, Rach.
Hey.
Okay. Right now, they're 30 paces apart. That was the high mark before.
If you beat the other people here, you're the big winner.
Well, actually, they'd have to go to 40.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Okay. Match. All right. Tie here.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
All right. Here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Congratulations.
Very, very nice.
Now,
for the whole enchilada.
This could be the winning bid.
Move past five more. Move back five more.
This will be a total of 40 paces apart.
Right.
One, two, three, four, five.
Holler down at Chris.
No!
No!
They're doing it right.
Uh-huh. Of course, you realize he could really be
right.
50 feet away, and she could be throwing the phone to someone who's standing 2 feet in front of her.
And then he runs over and catches it.
We have no idea.
No. It's a game ripe with possibilities of corruption,
yes.
But aren't they all?
Of course. I mean, people are even calling and already saying
that they're lying.
Oh, hold on here, and here's why. Rachel, what town in Maryland are you calling from?
Annapolis, Maryland.
We have someone calling saying it's raining in Annapolis, so you must be lying.
It's not raining. Well, see, okay, well, technically, I live in Arnold.
All right, you're in Arnold.
Oh, you're okay. Moving.
That's all right.
Either way, make this throw, and you're the big winner. You get the $200, and you get the Richmond International tickets. And
yell down at Chris again.
CD thing.
Yell down at Chris so we can hear how far away he is.
Who's that? Hello?
Hold on.
I heard something.
Yeah,
let me tell you what I heard.
I
heard Rachel say, move back, move back. So what they've done is, and let me explain, because now I have the ultimate crap detector. What has happened is, after we have Chris say hello, he moves closely.
No.
He
moves closer.
Yeah.
Isn't that, Rachel, tell us the truth.
Is Mike's theory true or false?
God, we're far apart. He's down by my second neighbor's house.
Rachel, darling, why did you, who did you tell to move back?
Nobody.
Why did I hear that then?
You didn't hear move back?
Okay, throw the phone to Chris.
All right, you ready?
Count of three.
One, two, three.
BS.
BS.
Total.
Okay.
And you're from that part of the Annapolis area too, where we've had imposters before. Anywhere from Deal through Edgewater.
I wouldn't remember my.
What can I do to prove it?
Nothing.
Throw your phone in the river.
Throw your phone in the river. That's funny.
River. Okay, Rob.
Okay, Rob. Yeah.
You know what? Move five more people. Or hold on. Stop right where you are.
Uh-huh.
How far is she from you? Guesstimated, please.
I'd say 35, 40 feet.
Okay, then throw the phone to her one last time.
All right, here you go. You ready?
And when you throw the phone, go, hey.
Yes. Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Thank Mike. There you go. Just
right, here
give
we
out
go.
A big scream.
One, two, three.
Dead phone. Mm. Dead phone.
Now, what does that mean?
It means it probably hit the ground.
So that means you believe them now?
It means I believe them now. When we finally figured out a strategy to make sure they were apart.
And now it's too late.
Pretty fascinating, yes.
Well, that's how we play.
Yeah.
Cell phone, cash,
yeah.
Phone.
I had a great time.
It's one of those games where there are no winners because
yeah.
There are no winners.
Yeah.
There simply
yeah.
Aren't. Remember, there are no losers on cell phone catch because there are no winners on cell phone catch.
I believe that the final time he did it was the first time he did it legitimately.
We'll try this again at some point in
good.
The future.
Yeah, absolutely. Wish we could spend the rest of the show doing it.
So do I, Mike, but we have an appointment. We must keep with greatness.
Yes.
Pastor Harry is coming back on the
yeah.
Show.
Pastor Harry, predictor of the apocalypse.
You remember he thought on 666 that that was it, that it was going to end. We said, if we're still here after 666, will you come on the show?
Now, unlike our cell phone toss game players, I believed Pastor Harry.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I'm counting my chickens that I'm still here, Don.
Me too.
I'm so happy.
And don't forget, everybody that played on cell phone catch toss gets absolutely dick. And
the phone really breaks.
Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production. Stay tuned for Gambit.
On most of these NBC stations.
CBS stations.
Sorry.
CBS
portions
stations.
Not affecting the outcome.
Have been edited for broadcast.
Now y'all became Rob like there.
I know.
You really did.
I can't believe you guys.
Without written consent of Major League Baseball. We got a break. We'll be right back, friends.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
To alcohol.
the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Right, right, right. Don and Mike on spring break for a little while. Until then, you've got me, the legendary Joe Arnger, with you. And, you know, we're just going to keep cranking it right along because remember 6606? Sometime last year when the world was supposed to end, well, Don and Mike interviewed a guy named Pastor Harry, and he was pretty scary. It's the best of Don and Mike.
But first,
yes,
we want to catch up with Pastor Harry.
Yes.
We had him on the show sometime before this week, obviously with the 666 thing. When did we have him on?
About 2 months ago.
2 months ago. Thank you, Rob. Of course, Pastor Harry believes the whole 666 thing.
And we all know what happened to that.
That the world was coming to an end, and we said, can we get you on the show after 666 to see what happens? And here he is now, a man of his word.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Pastor Harry. Hey. Hey, Pastor Harry.
Hey, hello. How are you?
Hey. Pastor Harry, you sound a little down. Are you disappointed you didn't have the rapture?
No, not at all. I'm just a little tired. I've done about 75 interviews in 30 hours.
So wow. Are most of those interviews focusing on the fact that you were wrong?
Well, I wasn't wrong. That's the whole
question. Of course
you were
wrong.
Here's the question we have.
Let me explain what I said.
Hey, what happened?
I said back in March that one of two things was going to happen on 6606 according to the Bible code. I said either the Antichrist himself would be on the world scene, or I would reveal his name and identity for the first time in history.
Okay, well,
that's exactly what I did.
Well, then, who is it?
Okay, the Antichrist, you know, if you listen to the theology of Hal Lindsey, Left Behind Books, Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, you're looking for a politician, and they're all mistaken.
Hold on, I want to showbiz this up a little bit.
This is a big deal, because we have not heard this, Pastor Harry, so we want to make a big deal of this, okay?
Everywhere.
There's your timpani. We're giving you a timpani in the background.
Let me guess. Is it Scott Baio?
No, the Antichrist does not come as a politician. He's not a known person in the world today.
Not a known person. You better have a name.
Oh, I have a name, all right.
Okay, who is it?
He comes as the fifth Buddha. Now, all religions...
The fifth Buddha.
Billy Preston? All religions in the world today await the coming of a savior, but they call him by different names.
His name of the band was the Buddhas.
Right.
Hello, I'm John, I'm Paul, we're the Buddhas.
Buddha mania.
Listen to this.
Huh? Hold on, it's the fifth Buddha.
The fifth Buddha, right. Now, the Muslims await the coming of Imam Mahdi. The Christians believe and argue about the return of Christ.
Now, I read an article that
you're
had
so
a...
You're so crazy, Pastor Harry.
I read an article out of, I think it was GQ magazine, that had pictures of a guy, of this kid that they claim is the new Buddha, that's sitting under a tree. Is that the person we're talking about?
That's not the person sitting, a little kid under a tree.
All right.
But this guy will come and unite all religions together as one.
Harry and Satan sitting under a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
I'll tell you his name and why he's the Antichrist.
All right, go ahead. We're waiting for the name.
Hell. Then comes a little baby with a tail and a baby carriage.
Revelation.
Revelation.
It's been broken.
Yes.
And here's the code. It says in Revelation 13, here is wisdom, that he who has understanding calculate the number of the beast.
Harry.
For his number is that of a man, and his number is 666.
What is Harry. His name?
Nothing happened, though.
I'm saying his name will calculate to 600.
Well, wait a minute. You're not revealing his name. You said you were going to reveal his name.
Right now. You ready?
Huh?
Here is the name of the Antichrist.
Okay, fine. Now we're getting
started. Okay, here we go. He comes as the fifth Buddha, and his name is Maitreya or Maitreya. That is the name of the biblical Antichrist.
Now, hold on. That's like a one-name person, like Cher or Liberace or Ludacris.
Exactly. And maybe they do that to copy after him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Maitreya, is he in the world right now?
Is that his stage name?
He is somewhere in the world today, in obscurity.
In obscurity?
Because...
You know what, Harry? I got to tell you, I just have to jump in. You're full of it. If
you finish and we'll see. Well, let me just talk a minute.
If your man Bouillabaisse was going to make himself known, he would have done it on 666.
No, he wouldn't, because he can't, and I'll explain why.
Mm.
See, because he's being restrained by God. And when God raptures his faithful followers into heaven, then he will be revealed.
God got him in a chokehold right now?
Well, no, chokehold, but he's got him in something. Mm. Now, there is a global movement to bring the followers of this person to bring him forth into the world.
Of the Buddha.
Millions of people await his coming from all religions.
Well, wait a minute. You said you were going to announce his name, but he hasn't come yet?
What is his name? His name was like his name was like Mandarin or something.
Mai Tai.
He's not on the world scene yet, but he's here.
Oh, he's not on the world scene.
What does that mean? You're talking double talk here.
He has a global following. You know,
a global following like religion, or there is an antichrist in our midst, somebody that is existing on Earth now.
But they don't think he's evil. They think he's the good guy.
But he exists.
He exists.
All right, now let me have at this guy for just a second.
Okay.
All right, if he exists and people are following him, then you should know where and who he is.
They're following the movement, his teachings, his...
Why do they need to follow a movement if he exists in the world? Why has he not been identified?
It's very simple. They follow a movement. He's got a spokesman that travels all around the world.
The movement, it was on your shoulder.
Nations yesterday, and they're awaiting coming.
The line on Hey Jude.
Awaiting his coming.
Did you expect the world to
shoulder.
Did you expect the world to blow up on 6606?
You did.
Well, not at all. I said what?
You liar!
Don't say not at all.
You liar!
One of two things would happen.
Right.
Antichrist would be revealed, or I would reveal who he is.
Well, wait a minute.
Exactly what I said.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
If you knew this was just covering your ass. If you were not gonna, you know, really, if the world didn't come to an end.
Nope, I didn't say the world would come to an end.
Pastor,
I said one of two things would happen. I was following the Bible code. It wasn't clear which would happen.
Face it, Pastor Harry. Face it. Your guy's a pussy. He didn't show.
Well, he's being restrained, and when he
don't,
shows,
you know what you know what he's saying? You don't bring a knife to a gunfight, son.
Well, that's
what God just said to
Satan. So you say this fifth Buddha will soon announce himself as the savior of all religions, and when is that going to happen?
It will happen when two events occur.
What?
When the Dome of the Rock Mosque is detonated in Jerusalem, and the Muslims declare a holy war against Israel.
Christ.
A lot of the Muslims have already declared a holy war against Israel.
To rapture.
How about when the Chicago Cubs win the World Series? How about that? How about something I can wrap my hand around?
That involves hell and a lot of ice.
Oh, I'm just, you know, anything. How about Michelle Wee making the cut at the U.S. Open? How about that?
I think maybe next year for that.
He may come in the next few months.
Do you think that there's a possibility that he is a she and that she is actually Michelle Wee, famous Hawaiian golfing chick?
There's ancient statues of him, and on our site
is
www.satansrapture.com. You can read all about him and see the ancient statues of him.
Right,
ancient statues. Hey, what happens when when this guy shows up now? Is that when the world's going to blow up?
The world is not going to just blow up, no. It's going to go through a period of great tribulation and destruction.
Like it hasn't already?
So this ain't going to happen in my lifetime, right?
Oh, this will happen in your lifetime.
Oh, you're
say 5 or 10 more years, 2 more years.
Oh, so you bought yourself
five or ten or two. Which is it, five or ten or two?
We don't know the exact day or hour. We just know how close we are.
Pastor Harry.
Yes.
Do you worry that when you die, that you're going to get up if there are these pearly gates, and God's not going to be really happy about you kind of talking about all this rapture and stuff like that? Do you ever think about that, Pastor Harry? If you're wrong.
Just in case.
If I'm wrong about, you mean everything about Christianity?
Right.
Everything?
Right, because you've been wrong probably
many times. He's a benevolent, he's an understanding, a forgiving God.
Very valid question.
Okay, answer it, please.
If I'm wrong about everything to do with Christianity, then that means this coming guy is the good guy, and Satan's the good guy, and I'm sure it'll accept me into their fold.
Now, hold on. If you're wrong, that means you would go to heaven.
Oh, I would go to a Buddha heaven if I'm wrong about the Bible.
Hold on. Aren't you going to go to the heaven that I'm picturing that has either George Burns or Charlton Heston wearing a wig?
I don't know if that's heaven. I don't know.
With a big robe? Are you anti-Buddhism? Is that what you're against, Pastor Harry?
No, because this religion of the coming Buddha isn't mainstream Buddhism as we know it.
Is this radical Buddhism?
It's esoteric Buddhism.
I just want to tell you something. Okay.
Buddhism.
Mike got a little serious on your ass. I'll get serious on your ass now, too. I think that you're going to be put in that special category of heaven. Because I think everybody goes to heaven, even the worst people in our society, even the mass murderers. I'm sorry to say that. I think everybody goes to heaven. You're just going to be on a level... not as low as the worst of the worst, but you're going to be in, how do I put this kindly? You're going to be in God's rubber room.
God's rubber room. Well, you should try out for Pope. They're looking for another perfect
I would, except there's not enough poontang in it for me. I like getting laid too much.
Well, the Da Vinci Code, they say Jesus was married. There you go. You could be the popes used to be married. They were popes were married for 600 years.
Right. You know, I'm not sure whether you're just a carny or a nut. I'm not sure which category it falls in.
You may actually be like in God's retard ward.
I don't know. Maybe he's
that's too part of your religion that will have that ward.
Yes,
the special ward.
Special ward.
Institutional inequality.
Yeah, that's right. It's like one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
I truly enjoy the way your religion develops. I really do.
Hey, you guys don't believe in the Bible code, do you?
The Bible code? I think that the Bible...
I believe in the Boy Scout code.
I believe the Bible has many things in it that you can take out that are of value, and it has many different interpretations, including some that are way out there.
Buzz, what's your code?
My code, drink Ovaltine.
Ovaltine.
Drink Ovaltine.
That's drink your Ovaltine.
That's Buzz's code, but that's
from the Christmas story.
Christmas story. Yeah, drink, Bible. Drink your Ovaltine.
Code is text in the Bible that we can find with computers.
Pardon me?
What?
You believe the Bible's computer encoded with messages that we can find with computers?
They didn't.
Sure.
Do you, Pastor Harry?
Of course. Let me tell you a code I found back a little while ago.
Hey, Harry?
I found the name of Zarqawi.
Let me tell you a code I found.
Crisscrossed the name of Nick Berg
second ago
with the head in by knife.
It's a code called, I'm going to play a tape over you while you're talking. Go ahead.
What were you saying? Man,
a tape over
to bring good news
I
to
said,
his people.
Zarqawi.
He made it up.
Please go ahead. We're all ears.
Really?
Yes, please continue.
Okay, I said Zarqawi is in the Bible code. Is
news and comments. What's up tonight?
Tonight, killing Al-Qaeda leaders will save you money. And Tom Cruise has the cooties.
Ew!
Stay tuned
what do you think?
For news and comments coming up on
the
Don and Mike Show.
Interview.
I think you make some sense there.
Hold on, I got to turn the microphones back.
I think you make some sense there,
you make
Pastor.
A lot of sense, Pastor.
Oh, you're still there. I thought you cut me off.
No.
Why would we do that?
I don't know.
That would be unpenny, and that would be juvenile.
Yes. It must have taken a long time to figure out that code.
No, we really didn't, and I had another code that said my name on June 6, 666, prophecy or prophet, and that's when I knew to make this revelation about who the Antichrist is.
I'm getting a message right now. You
the religious world has gone nuts on me.
Are... on ass.
You know that? The religious world's very angry.
You are an ass.
Ooh. Scared kids. Pastor Harry.
Come on now.
You know, it is true. You say all these things. We argue quite a bit. But you are pleasant to talk to. I was wondering.
That's just Mike's opinion.
Is there anything coming up where, you know, like in the near future where we could call you and, you know, bust your chops about that?
Are you going to be on To Catch a Predator? Anytime soon?
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's a show on Dateline. Don't worry about it. You don't want to tip him off.
I'm sure that they're going to be finding you soon enough.
Right.
I know what show you're talking about.
Are you going to go see The Omen?
As a matter of fact, yes, I plan to see The Omen.
Very good.
Can I tell you the ending?
I already know the ending.
How does it end?
It's a remake.
Yeah. How does it end again?
How about if any religious questions came up on the show? Could we call you for your thoughts?
Yes, you could. In fact, if you ever see the Dome of the Rock Mosque detonated across the news, you can call me and I'll tell you what.
Rob, remember that? Make a mental note. Right. The Dome of the Rock Mosque.
I'll probably
Jerusalem.
Go
is that in Cleveland? Because Cleveland rocks.
Jerusalem.
Oh, Jerusalem.
See what's going on across the Muslim world today, right now?
Yeah.
How we said,
right.
And the Muslim world's in mourning. They're
always a pleasure, Pastor Harry.
Yeah, you guys are different.
Big ass, big ass. Yeah, thank you. Bye bye, Tool.
Thank
Take
you.
Bye bye.
See ya.
He's fun.
I like him.
Ass munch.
He's a great
ass munch.
We'll be right back, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show. Katie Couric's Notebook.
Hi, everyone. 4 years after the invasion of Iraq, it's a good time to take stock. Since the war began, 3,192 U.S. troops have been killed, more than 24,000 wounded. At least 50,000 Iraqi civilians have sexually transmitted diseases. The cost has been at least 351 billion casual sexual encounters and is projected to exceed half a trillion by the end of the year. Depression and real love are both below pre-war levels. Just last month, girls that killed multiple people were up and 150 Iraqi boys died and 3 U.S. helicopters were searching for the perfect boyfriend. Let's hope that works. On the other hand, Gidget and Moondoggy voted in their last election. And Betty Crocker says that violence is now down by one quarter. For 4 years, many boys have spoken out on real love. Today, I thought we'd just let the girls speak for the casual sexual encounters themselves. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Kitty Couric, CBS News.
This
the Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike.
Thank you, Sonny. Now, back to the best of Don and Mike. And Sonny introduced us there, but, you know, one of the things people like so much, including we on the show, is when Dude Walker joins us to do these intros to various segments of the show. So let's listen to a segment of Dude on the best of Don and Mike.
So we should now hear via ISDN some type
hello.
Of fiber optic thing, Dude Walker.
Hello, dude.
Hello.
Listen to that voice.
Yeah. Hey there.
Hi.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, man. I somehow feel responsible for that.
Dude, don't worry. It's changing already.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it changing? Good.
Changing already. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to keep it till the end of the book. But we appreciate it. How the H-E-double toothpicks are you and your big, gigantic balls that you have to carry around in a wheelbarrow?
We're doing fine. You know, it's funny. Every time we get on with you guys, I notice that both of you do the same thing. You go, so, dude, how are you? You start to throw your voice down.
So, have you been...
I'm not impressed. No, I'm not impressed.
How's your spring been? Has your spring been going well?
It's been grand.
Obviously, we are intimidated by Dude and his voice.
How could you not be?
Let's just get right to the, because today it's going to be all types of Dude Walker. We have so much, we got to get to it.
Very good.
Besides all of the bumpers, as I mentioned, a commercial for our brand new film, Sex Men.
Sex Men.
There are the scripts. Let's start with the new bumpers.
Okay.
And let me see, I've X'd through some of them, so bear with me on this.
All right.
But there still be over 75 of them.
Wow.
Starting with number one.
All
number
right, here
one.
We go. Here we go.
Here's the great Dude Walker, everybody.
Beyond AM, beyond FM, there's BM with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Kind of sums it up nicely, doesn't it?
And now, this might throw Dude off, but you should know that Mike and I and Buzz do not have to be quiet while Dude is cutting these because he's in a separate channel.
Recorded on a separate track.
Recorded separate.
So we will not muddle it up by our talking over him.
No, I'm used to people talking when I'm talking. I'm married.
Hey, how's she?
Oh, she's doing great.
She's
the one who keeps me on this straight and narrow course here.
Yeah. Number two, and here
number
you go, Mike. This is for you. Not for you, but for you.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for listening, fat ass. The Don and Mike Show.
I know you love that.
Applause. Yeah. Thank you very much. I enjoyed that.
Let me see. Number three.
The show with more comedy and less moonbez. Don and Mike.
That's great. That is great.
Number four, please.
They use Hughes as their muse. Don and Mike.
Oh, these are good. Oh, this is creative stuff. No.
Number five. Rob was really drinking with this one.
He must have had a few.
Number five.
The cure for your priapism. The Don and Mike Show.
I think I remember that word.
Uh-huh.
That's a good word.
Uh-huh.
Number six, please.
Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. The Don and Mike Show.
Tribute to the King of Rock and Roll.
Sure. Number seven.
Listen to them and you will turn to butter. The Don and Mike Show.
I think I understand that one too.
Number nine. So true.
Fulfilling nature's order. The Don and Mike Show.
Every once in a while, one of mine will jump out at you.
Sure.
That would be one of mine. Otherwise, these are all... Rob had about 1,000 beers last night.
He was holding up eight fingers for last night.
And went through his notes. He writes down everything that's even, in his mind, remotely funny that's said on the show.
Right.
And then some of these are good, and some of them aren't. For instance, number nine, I don't think it's any good. It says, everybody's buddies. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Not really good.
If it's said in that Dude Walker way, then when he says, everybody's buddies. No, it's not even funny
now,
is it?
No. Now, it doesn't make the cut. We're going to cut number nine.
Had he already cut that one?
Yeah. Cut nine, cut ten. Let's go to right to number 11.
All right. These are not numbered on my page, so I'll just skip the next two.
The one that starts God.
Yeah, I figured as much. I'm trying to follow along here.
Okay, I'll give you the first word. Here we go.
That's okay. That's all right. I got it. God is their audience.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Okay.
That puts us in a class by ourselves.
Now the one that's the next one, please. The division.
A division of Line One Industries International. The Don and Mike Show.
Tribute to our former GM Allen Line One.
Next one, broadcasting.
Broadcasting from a studio made entirely of chocolate. The Don and Mike Show.
Delicious. Now, Rob?
Yes?
I hate to, you know, I'm really not being territorial, like saying that mine are funny and yours aren't. But really, anti-establishment gadflies? I'm sorry. No. Let's go right to number 15, which came right from sure. This smelly mouth right here. Here you go. You want some brilliant writing? Uh-huh. Here you go.
All right. Retarded human shields. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Look how proud he is of himself. Did you see that, Buzz?
Right.
Look at him over there.
Look at him over there. I often say things on the show that make sense and are funny.
Yes.
But imagine that.
Right.
Things get really dicey over in Iraq.
That's us. We'll be there.
Yeah. Okay, number 16. Now, this one is from Rob, and I love the way it's written.
Forever straining at stool. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Bravo. Yeah, the truth is the truth.
Yeah. Okay, let's slip through the next one. Let's go to Here's Sunnier Days.
Okay. Here's to sunnier days. Good times, good times, good times. With the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. Number, it's just too inside.
Right.
Number 20, broadcasting, please.
All right. Broadcasting, on average, 5 times a week. The Don and Mike Show.
That's a good average.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, here we go. Next one, please.
Here's Don and Mike to talk for you.
That's a tribute to a former DJ used to work for me, Bob White.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
22. Funny right. But true.
Victims of laxative abuse. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Lovely.
Okay, the recipe.
The recipe for indifference. The Don and Mike Show. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can lose How Do You Handle a Hungry Man.
Oh, gee, I was going to sing that, too.
Oh, go ahead.
Hey, no, I'm kidding.
Oh, come on. If you do it like the man was jingle, be my guest.
Okay.
Well, I can't sing the second part because I don't know it, but it's super. How do you handle a hungry man with the Don and Mike Show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That saved it. Thank you.
Yes,
yeah.
Bravo.
That did save it. That
You're multi-talented, it. Dude.
Let's skip the one about Stand By and go right to okay. They Never. They Never.
They Never Shame the Beast. Don and Mike.
Okay, now we're into a string of Robs here.
Yeah. Right. Again, that's for everybody. I like that. That's for all our friends up in Portland, Maine, too.
This is also from Rob. Shocker. Dude, please do it in a German accent or as close as
okay,
you can.
I will try.
Okay.
Feel sorry for the Vonka. They will cost him a fortune in fudge. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. That's beer number 6, I'm guessing?
Maybe 50.
Maybe 50, right.
All right, Mike. I remember things you say on this show.
Good.
Go ahead, dude.
All right. Ass up, face down. That's the way we listen.
Right.
To the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
That's all. It's just what I think of you, you know?
I know.
I don't have a lot of them in here. No. Only got a couple. That was one of mine. That's something Mike says a lot.
Yeah, well, I sort of say that.
You live it, Strap-On.
It's face down, ass up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're really going to quote it.
Okay. Well,
if you're going to quote it from the song.
All right, Mike. Well, then, dude, would you redo it, please?
Let's do an edit here.
Ass
okay,
down, do face up?
No. Face no, down, no. Ass up. And that's the
there
way
you go.
Yeah.
You and your deviant right. Sex.
I know. Right. And, hey, but thank you for remembering that. I appreciate that. That's because that, you know, it's my life.
Are we ready?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes, we are.
I don't know. I can't
see. And, hey, when you say it's kind of rhythmic, dude, it's like bam, 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 bam.
Okay. Face down, ass up. That's the way we listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Perfect. Oh, perfect. Boy. Oh, boy, you made so many people happy just then.
29's a good one. Brief to the point.
Delicious Fagolinis. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Rich with, Rob, you love these. These are always good.
Rich with the good taste of bile. The Don and Mike Show.
Those are my favorite kind, too.
Let's see. Let's drop. There's no need for the pretty good. Because don't you think okay. That...
pretty good!
Yeah.
Pretty good!
Kind of a short shelf life.
Okay.
Let's go right to Design for Your Dog.
designed for your dog, but fit for human consumption. The Don and Mike Show.
Very nice. And true.
Okay, we'll skip time to bear down and go to the next one.
Let's bring the big love for the Don and Mike Show.
Here's another one of Rob's. This is a good one.
Just like a great big bowl of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
Next one, please.
Most of the time, the listeners are wrong. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I love it when they're just to the point and simple.
37, this, I'm guessing that is a tribute somehow to you, Buzz.
They are the codeine in your cough syrup. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
My favorite Elvis story.
Then we'll skip the one about studio gangsters and see again if you can find the one that I had something to do with. Dude?
All right. A daily four-hour salute to all you filthy sea bags, Don and Mike.
Yeah! Okay.
That's fine.
Simply put?
That's nice.
Sure it is.
Simply put. Let me try it again.
Simply put?
Simply put. The only way to hear Don Geronimo and Mother Baby Zeta, do it again.
Okay.
Can we do it again? Come on the record, please. All right.
Casey?
Simply put, the only way to hear Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is to listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very nice.
Okay. That's a good one, Rob.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. The Don and Mike Show.
I like that.
And, of course.
This is the big one. This usually ends the whole thing. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, normally there you'd think we'd stop.
Uh-huh. No.
No.
If you want, and you know, he does it a little differently every time.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, well, other one, you know, Mike, you've got the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Let's go right to broadcasting.
Broadcasting with a utility belt full of fun for ye. Don and Mike.
Tribute to Batman.
Let's skip the one about Dazzled. And the next one, that first line should be, spoken like Elvis.
Right. Okay, I'll see what I can do about this. They really make it all worthwhile. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
you've been working on that, haven't you?
I lived in Memphis for a while.
Here we go. Both the cause and the cure.
Okay. Both the cause and the cure for an ice cream headache. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, the radio equivalent.
The radio equivalent of foul-smelling discharge. The Don and Mike Show.
I love those.
98%.
98% effective against chiggers and ticks. The Don and Mike Show.
Celebrating.
Okay. Celebrating the year of the ass. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. Okay, Mike, this...
All that they desire is friendship and a discreet BF, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right.
Yeah, my handprints are all over these dumb ones. Let's see. Now for the one where it's Oscar loves,
yeah.
You got to do that in kind of an effeminate Oscar loves. Right, Mike?
Yep.
Oscar loves. Oscar loves the Don and Mike Show. Okay, let's go to Flippin'.
Flippin'.
All right.
Flippin' awesome. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
He's doing his dialects today.
Wow. I don't.
Next one, it's good. This is another good one.
It's good because it's based on books. The Don and Mike Show.
We like to send that little tribute out to the readers in our audience.
Yes.
All three of them.
Okay, dude, they are never.
All right. They are never deficient in vitamin love. Don and Mike.
All right, let's go to Get Ready.
Get ready for a comedy concussion with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, Mike needs some help on this one.
Okay,
help dude with God. It's they want to sing. La, 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 la. Like, hold on. Oh, here, let me just pull this up, dude. Here you go. Here we go. I want to sing. Hold on a second. Or is it Gillespie?
Two cuts, I think, yeah.
Ah, very nice. I don't follow you. Explain yourself.
I think it might be, what's his name?
Hughes. Yeah.
Hughes.
Travis is Michael Hughes.
So we're
We're going to be...
La, 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 la.
Wow.
The singing.
I want to sing. La, 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 la.
Okay, so you get the idea.
Okay.
See,
work very hard to see if you can be as bad as that.
Okay, here we go.
They want to sing. La, 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 la.
Okay, let's do it again because I have to run into Don and Mike. I got it now. Okay.
They want to sing. La, 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 la. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
Bonus.
Thank you.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Oh, we're sorry.
Here we go.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Well, I promised I would get the buttons right today, but apparently not. Joe's a little slow on Tuesday, but tomorrow's Wednesday, so you'll have Wednesday, Joe. I promise. Speaking of Wednesday, we're almost done with Tuesday, but we got one more segment for you, and then we're out of here. Tune in tomorrow when you'll hear Rob say... And you'll hear a lot more great, great best of. Well, we got one more segment. It's more Jude Walker session on the Best of Dynamite. See you tomorrow, buddy.
Here's the great Jude Walker, everybody.
They'll make you shart. The Don and Mike Thank Show.
You. Thank you very much.
Here's something I said to Rob in real life one day.
All right.
Quit your belly aching and enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Okay. Be a love. Do 78, please.
Be a love and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
The next one, as much emotion as you like.
The power of Christ compels them. The power of Christ compels them. The power of Christ compels Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, nice.
Okay, then we've got, don't blame them.
Don't blame them. Blame the system. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, now we're almost done here. Let's go to the Masters.
The Masters of the Thailand Tongue Bath, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let's go to They Want to Fart for Ye.
They Want to Fart for Ye, Don and Mike.
Okay, the next one's for Beth Ann.
Come, cop a feel of the Don and Mike Show.
And please note in the next one, the word is not bowel, it's ball.
Right, yes. They will cure your irritable ball syndrome, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay, we'll skip the one that says don't panic, and let's go to They Understand.
They Understand the Art of the Bunt, Don and Mike.
Okay, Champion.
Champion Carpet Bombers, Don and Mike.
They Allow.
They Allow. Let's do it again. They Allow at least 8 hours from bottle to throttle. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And last one. One never knows.
One never knows when a homosexual is about. Especially if you're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
Oh, I see that was an about meaning around, nearby.
Yes.
Is what, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And you always give me a freebie on this.
Sure,
like, I don't know why this, for some reason, came to mind. It's a variation on something a dude did the last time he was here. And this is just, dude, zits a poppin' with the Don and Mike Show. I don't know why it just popped into my head.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Sorry about that.
All right, so it's okay. Zits a poppin' with the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Zits a poppin' with the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. I don't know why. I just was thinking.
Let me do that other one we did before because I didn't really do it right. I don't.
Which one?
The one about the one that one never knows.
Yeah, and it's when you do it, dude, it's a little sneakier. You never know when a homosexual's about.
That's a that's what I thought. Okay,
one never knows when a homosexual is about, especially if you're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, now. Isn't he great?
Yeah,
listen to all those one takes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, guy's phenomenal. Dude, you're an incredible talent.
Thank you.
That.
Thank you.
And
yes,
now,
well, I enjoy it, too. I love doing this stuff.
I'm going to put you to the test now. Because we have our moving, our fake movie ad. We never do parody spots on the show, but we're doing one. Let me see. And it'll be pretty pretty easy. Dude, do you have the script that says from the producers?
Yeah, okay. I got that right here.
So we'll need you just to do just your lines.
Yeah, I'm highlighted. I got it highlighted here by
Rob?
By somebody.
Okay, good.
Probably Rob, yeah.
All right, then let's start with Dude Walker. Here is the first line of Sex Men 2, our commercial, and go.
Well, I hate to stop you here, but am I waiting for them to jump in, or are you going to edit in later?
No, we don't have to be tighten it up, right? We can just do all our parts?
Yeah, yeah. We're just going to do this in a bunch of different segments. No. So, for instance, right now, do just give me the part that says, from the producers of Broadway. Okay. Just that first little paragraph there.
Okay, good. Here we go.
From the producers who brought you Sex Men and Sex Men 2, Sex Men United, get ready for Sex Men, The Last Stand.
Now, isn't that good? Doesn't he sound like a real, like movie guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, same thing, please, with the next line.
All your favorite erotic mutants are back, and better than ever.
Okay, now, a little more dramatic when you announce each of our names, and after you announce, for instance, my name, then I'll say my line, but not directly after it.
Okay. Captain No-Butt.
It would be like Captain Crunch. Captain No-Butt.
Captain No-Butt.
Captain, you know, like Captain. you know, like Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there you
Captain.
Go.
Captain, almost an M there.
Right,
Captain
right.
No-Butt, Captain No-Butt.
Okay, then here's my big line. Watch out, Jack, that's an exit, not an entrance.
And then I say, strap on.
I don't know what they've told you, but bigger is better. Now hand me those D batteries.
The Naughty Newsman.
I'll give you headlines, lady. Right on your daisy.
Punisher.
Hi, Rob.
We changed Buzz's name to Skin Tight, and it didn't make the edit in the script, so we need a reread on that.
Okay, sure. All right.
Sorry about
skin
that.
Skin Tight, please.
All right. Skin Tight.
Okay, and Buzz, your line was good as is?
Yes.
Let's go to Rob here.
Okay. The Punisher.
After I love you, I have to hit you!
Johnny Thick.
All right, John, get your ass in here, please.
Let's bring John Norman in.
Front and center.
Here of course, it'll be complete with music and everything.
Straight from the German soccer matches. Here he is, John Norman. Hi, John.
Hi.
You just have that look about you.
Hi.
that haircut.
I don't know, guys. I don't think it's going to fit.
Okay, hey, hold on. Can you do it
one more time? I'm sorry.
One more time, Johnny.
I don't know, guys. I don't think it's going to fit.
Okay, and now about...
And their... Okay, ready?
I'm sorry, about okay. Joe, sure.
And their lovable animated sidekick, JoJo Binks.
Okay, now here he comes for his big line.
Great.
Hi, Joe. Hello, Joe.
Take one. We're recording.
This is a good one. It says, I may be
CGI.
Oh, I got some echo, sorry.
I may be CGI, but I sure...
Ignore
take two.
I may be CGI,
take,
but I
take
sure...
Three.
Four.
For you.
I may be CGI, but I sure could use a Miller Lite.
Very good.
Very right. good.
Okay, now back to Dude.
Yeah, all right. Sex Men, The Last Stand. The time has come for those who are different to stand and fornicate wildly.
Hey, look! A Wolverine, right in my pants.
Sex Men, The Last Stand, rated X in color from Independent International.
Yeah,
okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Bravo, and I like the Yogi Bear cut.
Thank
of breed at the end that made it. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Well, what can we say, Dude Walker? Really, the pro's pro.
Uh-huh.
I know you got a website out there for any of your affiliate stations that hear Dude's voice and would like him to be the voice of your station, do commercials. It's DudeWalker.com.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And you know what I always get whenever we put that is about 15 people who want to do voiceover careers, and I always discourage them.
I'm sorry. So you really let me make this clear. What Mr. Walker is too nice to say is that if you're looking for like a Connecticut School of Broadcasting type thing, Dude would like you to call him if you're looking for somebody to do your commercials.
Correct.
That's what he would like.
Right.
All right, Dude.
I didn't mean to bother you, Dude.
Thank you.
I I have no problem with people trying to get advice. It's just that
how many times, know, really, when you do promote the website, does Buzz call you and ask you how to get into the business?
Yeah,
all the time.
No, hats off to Buzz. He got me work a couple, about a year ago or so.
Very good.
He suggested me to somebody else, and they used me, and I was very happy. So you know, he's getting me jobs, not the other way around.
And does he brag to you when Buzz talks to you? Does Buzz say, how you doing, Ford dealers? It's me, my plumber.
You know, we call Buzz here at the station, we call him the spot slut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's wonderful.
That's what I do.
All right, dude, it's great talking to you, man. And
you guys take care.
And you are the best, and thank you again for the behind-the-scenes look, and thanks for all the new tape.
Thanks. Have a great summer, guys.
Hey, bye-bye, dude.
You too. Bye, dude. Right, thank you.
Here he is.
Yep.
The great Dude Walker, and he really is great.
And good, I like Sexman. I'm going to go see Sexman. I'm going to go to the premiere.
Good broadcaster, good guy. Yeah, Mike, all your favorite Sexmen are there.
Yep.
Captain No Butt.
Right.
Strap On.
Skin Tight.
The Punisher.
Johnny Thick.
JoJo Binks.
JoJo Binks.
JoJo Binks.
And Take Five.
Okay.
I got an echo.
Thank you. Thank you, Dude Walker. Hey, guess what, idiot? We've all had an echo. The entire show with them, we had Dude Walker on, there's echo. Isn't that right, Vin Scully?
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, Vin Scully. Going down that road.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Way to go, Vin. Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.